You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
All right, we are fucking live.
We're fucking live.
We're fucking live.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
How else would you fuck? Dead?
Some people do. Joe, fucking right out of the gate, taking a swing and miss.
Listen, he's got to come off the bat. He's taking a shot miss. Right at the beginning of the game. He's got to take a shot.
You like to say a miss, but can you see everybody at home? Can you hear them?
Yes.
They might be all yucking it up at my fucking dead.
The only laugh he got on that was like, Joe.
Yeah. No, it was actually this. What did he say?
Huh?
They were leaving. Did the show start? We're here today. Scopo is fucking frantically tweeting something right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude.
He's mad at you.
Your sexy secretary is just the best.
He just made a sexy secretary face. He was like this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why he's like the sassy.
Am I doing it wrong?
What are you mad about? You mad at me?
No, I'm not.
What are you mad at me about?
It's the pizza. Is it the pizza?
We're talking to the microphone, Robbie.
The pizza.
Robbie, what happened to the pizza?
I brought pizza and I dropped it right before I came in, and it was a little bit of a disaster.
You know how you should have sold that?
Yeah.
Is you were trying to be mean to Bobby. Like, you're like, look, Bobby, a pizza. Plap! And then.
Yeah, that was the bit.
Like he was mean, like he was mean.
I don't think it's funny.
Yeah.
I don't think it's appropriate. And go fuck yourself, Dan.
Oh.
You know, since you don't need this podcast anymore.
I need this podcast.
You've been
sacrifice for this
I'm
podcast.
I'm the third mic on every show in the world.
Where did that start?
Yeah.
Right here.
And you fucking better never forget it.
And why am I
get
here?
A closer with me right now, Doopoo. Get me one.
You don't even know his name.
The Parker.
Power's gone to your head.
You better never forget it.
Your power's gone to your head.
Listen, I want to know why. First of all, we're going to introduce the guests in a second. I want to know, what right do you have?
They're just making up things that I'm mad at you.
He
right
made a
now.
Sassy face. He's hiding behind the monitor. He went like this.
You hid behind the monitor and made a face at me?
I made a noise and make any face.
What noise did you make?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a face, though.
That was a face.
Is it?
Here's why you bugged. This is why you bugged me.
Expression.
We're not supposed. I don't want anything else plugged in over here. He knows that.
No, it's actually on top.
Okay. He's over here plugging people's phones in, which I get. Somebody says, hey, I need you. Okay. It's very nice of him. I want him to be nice to the guests. Absolutely accommodating. He's a great producer. Books the show. Produces it. Everything's ready every week. He's fucking great at it. Now, I say, why plug it in over there? It doesn't work. Did you turn it on? Nope.
I did because the light was on.
You motherfucker. You know.
The light was on.
You know what I'm saying.
And then I went and turned it all on and it went off.
You know what I'm saying. What am I saying?
I don't know.
That's it right there. The fucking D in dumb.
Here's the thing. Robert, you love confrontation.
Yep.
You like being upset with people.
True that.
That's because I'm from Scotland and our Scotted lineage. That's what Gavin said last week.
Oh, really?
Why are you late? I'm from Scotland. We have to be... We have to fight our way to everything.
Yeah, but then... if he's from Scotland, then does he identify as a Scotsman, or was he bringing up American issues, too?
No, I don't know.
Because that's not fair.
I was just trying to be funny, but I didn't know we were going to get into it.
He got serious, so I got serious.
Is that what you do? Is he a fucking mimicker?
He did a PU.
Chameleon.
Yeah. All right, so anyways, so you're not done being mad at me?
I was never mad at you.
Oh, so fucking Joe, you were lying.
I wasn't lying. He made a face and made a noise, and he's lying now. Maybe he's lying.
I'm never
lying.
He
is mad at you. I live with him. I know the real Scopo. He does not like you.
See, here, you don't like me?
He doesn't.
I see
really?
You way more than I see
Hang
Joe.
Hang on one second. I want to get Joe. First of all, I respect Joe way more than I respect you.
Naturally.
Who doesn't?
I've known Joe way longer than I've known you. Okay. True.
Well, I mean, not way.
It's quality, not quantity.
I was on the show for 2 years before you got here.
That's right.
That's not way longer.
That's a long fucking
time. That's 66% longer.
That's like fucking 50 episodes, bro.
52 to you and me.
Yeah. Well, you might take a that. We haven't even introduced the guest.
Howard Stern does it. Don't ever fucking question it.
Wait, you're Robert Durst from...
Gush. Are you Robert Gush?
Robert.
All right, let's introduce the guest today. We are very... I'm very honored to have this man in the room. It's not often do I get to see him, but...
But I should be around more often. I've been on the road a lot.
Not you.
Oh, sorry.
He is a very good friend of mine. I really like him a lot. Everybody, give it up to Dan Soda for being back. No, I'm kidding. Robbie Prah is here.
That was such a nice introduction.
I don't know.
That was very kind of you, Robert.
Thank you, buddy. And most of it's true. no, seriously, Robbie, I've known you for a long time now. Where I know that I was like, okay, I like this guy. I had an audition for Montreal. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, mm-hmm. you don't get it. And you're like, fuck. And then I had literally probably my last straw audition where I was like, I'm not doing this anymore because it fucking kills my self-esteem.
Yeah.
And I go up to the comedy, what the fuck is, what's the thing on the east side?
Comic Strip Live.
Comic Strip Live. Lucian's alive at this time. And I go up there. I'm like, okay. I have a spot ready to go. Robbie actually requests to see me, which makes you feel a little better when mm-hmm. actually the guy says I want to see him. And I get up there, and I'm on my spot where my time was, because I booked other spots, was taken by Gerald Kelly, black guy.
Yeah,
with
green eyes.
Green eyes. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, Frosty's up there with me. I go, Frosty, what the fuck? I go, so he goes to get Lucian. Robert's supposed to be in this spot. Gerald Kelly, is there a mistake? Well, no, that's where Gerald is. I'm going to put Robert first on the next show. So then they get Robbie comes over, and he looks at fucking Lucian, and he looks at Gerald Kelly's there, and he looks at me, and he goes, I am here to see this person, Robert Kelly. I don't know who the fuck that is.
Yeah.
Is that how I sound, firstly?
No, that's how it's made you sound tougher.
Okay.
Yeah.
You sounded like this.
And more racist, if you ask me.
Yeah. I don't know what that is. Is that even people?
What is this thing?
Wait a second. Hold on. No.
What you mean that people?
Green-eyed people, motherfucker. He goes, I don't know who that is. He goes, I'm here to see him. So he made Lucian take him out and put me the fuck in.
That's respect.
Great. And now Lucian's dead. Great job, Robbie.
Good job, Robbie. You killed Lucian.
You killed Lucian Holt.
And Robbie said no to me that year, too.
I'm moving you here.
Did you get booked that year?
I did. That was the year I did the Nasty Show.
Who was on that year?
Pull the mic up a little bit. Help him, Dan.
That
please.
Was...
Thank you.
Louis?
Louis, Nick DiPaolo, Dave Attell, Greg Giraldo.
Jesus.
Jim Jeffries. Yeah. And myself.
What the fuck?
It was fucking, dude, everybody was murdering. And that was the year Louis really became, that's when Louis became Louis, because I remember Louis had an hour show at Club Soda that year.
Yeah.
And we all came down to watch it, and he just fucking annihilated.
Yeah.
You know in Club Soda where you stand on the stairs?
Yeah.
It was just packed. And we were just watching him do his fucking hour, and it was like you saw the fucking flip from the guy that did, you know, the ATM joke or the, you know, walking behind somebody joke, and to this fucking monster. I mean, he was fucking just killing.
It's one of the few times in my entire career that you saw that in real time. If you were there, you're like, oh, Louis now.
Yeah.
He's before, that guy. It was 2007, by the way.
This before Lucky Louis?
It was after Lucky Louis, right after Lucky Louis was canceled, and maybe a year or so before Louis' show came out.
There was like Shameless, and then there was a year and a half, then there was Chewed Up, and that's when everything started rolling out.
It was crazy.
I think the Half Hour came before though.
That was like 2000.
That was the same time, I think.
Yeah, but that wasn't as big as Shameless. They're talking about 07 when he started doing the stuff about his daughter. The HBO.
The Half Hour was the one where he first.
That's what.
He talked about 05. That was the daughter punching her in the face,
the
and the
deer
hide and seek
hitting
and stuff.
The deer.
Yeah.
That was Chewed Up.
That was But the 05, that was the HBO half hours where Louis.
But you can't base it on any of that because that probably was filmed and done, and he was working on something new. It was in between. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What you really should base it on is after Lucky Louis, in between Louis. That's at that point where, you know, Louis would come down and do spots, and you'd be like, oh, okay, cool. Everybody loved him, and he had that fucking, that's Louis C.K., and he's crazy. You never know what he's going to say. But he was funny. I mean, I used to watch him and be like, oh, it's funny. But he would come in and do the same shit because he was writing. I don't know if he was working on his fucking act or whatever, but he would do the same jokes down at the cellar, and he'd do all right. But then something, he just fucking went into another gear and just started writing material as what he is. And I remember up there, I was watching him. He was on that show. I mean, fucking Nick DiPaolo was hosting.
Yep.
Jesus.
Yeah. I don't think Greg was on that year.
Greg was on. No, maybe Greg was.
I think.
No.
Greg hosted 1 year.
You're right. I was there with
Greg. Greg hosted a few months before he passed away.
I was there with Greg, Norton, Rich Voss.
That's another year.
And Patrice. I think it
Jesus.
Was.
Jesus.
Right?
It's still a fucking monster lineup.
Yeah. It was fucking stupid. I was on some stupid, nasty shows. Like you're walking out, and I'm like, oh, boy. Like, you're backstage. It's just, you're like, oh.
When did you go up?
I usually went up. Where did I go up?
I think you've done every spot. I think you've closed. I think you've opened. I think you've done middle. I think you've done everything.
I think the craziest spot is that last spot, mm-hmm. which I had last time I was there. But it's like, if everybody's good, it seems like it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? If everybody's killing it, like I did the one with the midget dude,
Brad Williams,
and Bridget Everett was on that year.
And you know who the fucking who I just have the utmost respect for is Jim, what's his name from England?
Jim Jeffery?
No, not
from England.
No, the
Jimmy Carr.
Great.
Dude, that fucking guy. I remember he had to follow the midget and Bridget.
That's
a which should be a
Bridget.
Show on CBS. Yeah. Midget and the Bridget, just a big titted Viking bitch and a midget, and he lives between her tits. He sells lemonade. Nothing. All right, cool. Mm-hmm. Fucking, you stone facing me today, both of you.
What are you talking about?
Not you. I had to put you in it, but
well,
really,
you're lulling us into a not lulling, but like when you're hearing it, you're telling me a story about a thing. I'm listening. I'm like, wow, that must be something, and you're making me want to get better. You're like, this guy's a beast. He's a beast. I'm like, I stink.
Yeah, you definitely could do a nasty show. But listen,
I write some pretty clean material, Bob.
I'm kidding. Jesus Christ.
Just kidding. I have plenty of dirty stuff, and I'd love to send you a tape. Thanks for fucking having him on. I'm on edge over here.
I know. It's weird to have you on.
Jeez.
For them.
Joe did.
Let me
Joe
tell you,
was
talking
nervous
about
today.
Everyone here has done Montreal.
Yes.
You've done Montreal twice.
I did it twice.
You've done it twice.
I'm Chris,
by the
way.
What the fuck are we talking
That's
about?
That's Chris.
He's never done Montreal.
And this is Deepu. He's never done it.
I mean, of the comics, are you a comic?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, then I feel like a jerk.
No, he's a comic, too. They're new guys. But
don't feel bad. It's okay.
Well, I'll tell you who's begun. I'll tell you. A year ago, I said to Chris, this is when Kelly was leaving and, you know, I found out Louis J. Gomez was just a pain in the ass to work with. I said, listen, I would love to bring you on the road with me, but you have to get funnier. I can't honestly bring you on the fucking road. And fucking, I can't do that to the club. I can't do that to the crowd. No, I don't want to fucking be phony and put some. I hate comics that bring fucking just shitty comics.
Right. That sort of brings Veter.
come on.
That's a joke. You're supposed to laugh.
I'm not kidding.
If you don't
smiling.
Laugh, I look like an asshole.
I'm telling you, every fucking show I've taken him on since Uncle Vinny's, the Boston, when I took him to Boston, he's been fucking killing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's.
Want to know why? We wrote material for him.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's fucking good for you.
I wrote a half hour on having a big ass.
Yeah. Well, he does good for 8
minutes. I walked around with a pillow in my shorts for fucking a month to get the feeling of it.
He's going to have a special called Big Ass Jokes. it's a Chris Rock special.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay. Well,
I'm pretty sure.
That's where we laugh.
Some of the people at home might not get it, you
then
jerk.
We stop fucking saying that they're dumb at home?
Yeah,
I care about the people.
But then they're also smart when he comes out with his first joke.
Yes. They're savvy. They're wonderful people.
He plays them however which way he wants them.
Come see me at the Stress Factory on the 4th of July.
Ugh, that's going to be a sold-out fucking show.
Hey, would you quit poo-pooing? Would you quit de-pooing my shows?
Nobody's going to go and fucking see comedy on the 4th of July in Jersey.
Hey, if you do the Montreal Comedy Festival twice, one day you might be able to headline the Stress Factory on the 4th of July.
Two times. Not one time, two times. I've done it. How many times have I done it?
28.
A lot of times. 17.
I've done it a lot of times. It's my favorite festival. It's so fun. How fun is it?
It's great.
It's the only place that we can go, and I've said this before, that we can be a comic community.
Yeah.
Where we can go, because we're all headliners, or we're all working working shows, and we can't see each other. I never see any of these people, and all these comics I don't know. You don't know if they're cool or not, and then all of a sudden you go up to Montreal and you're hanging out. You wind up going to lunch. Me and Andy Kindler, I was like, I'm never going to like this guy. I never went to the state industry. I heard him say mean, like, you'd hear second-hand shit that he'd say about, and you're like, oh, that sounds mean. And then I'm at Montreal one year. I'm at Starbucks, and he's in front of me, and he turns around and he goes, oh, hey. Nicest guy I've ever met.
Yeah.
He's like, how you doing, man?
He's super nice.
And I was like, how are you doing? And we started talking. I bought him a coffee. We walked back. I went to the state industry. He fucking trashed every... I was like, this is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I laugh like I've never fucking laughed.
It's great meeting the most random... Like, I met Tom Segura the last time I did Montreal, and I had no idea who he was, and he's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
And that now, that because of Montreal, like, we hung out and had lunch, and I was like, this guy's fucking great. Then I watched his stand-up. I was like, this guy's awesome.
If you're a comic, you go to any show?
Yeah, except like the giant ones in the...
Yeah, you can't go to like fucking Don Rickles. Unless,
yeah.
Okay.
Unless you can, you'd have to hook it up. And be like, you know, have to suck somebody's dick.
Yeah.
Hey.
Not that I haven't sucked Robbie's dick to get to a Chappelle gig.
Wow. Well, we have Chappelle coming back this year. I know. So.
How many shows?
We're going up with six. We just announced six
shows.
You
have Rickles?
We had Rickles last year.
Last year.
Martin was there when I was there. I've been watching old Rickles on Letterman the past 2 weeks.
I really love Poughkeepsie Chris. He's just like, hey, you guys got Rickles again? You guys got anybody that works the Borscht Belt? I'm a big Borscht Belt guy.
Hey,
did you see Rickles? You didn't see Rickles last year?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man.
I didn't get a chance. See, because I know everybody was trying to get in on that thing, and I didn't want to be the guy to get in on it, but then kind of get rejected. Like, you know what I mean? Like, get pushed away.
Yeah,
like, Norton just makes it by, and I just grab the top of my head. Yeah. I really did want to see him. But you know what I did do last year? I never did. I went to see people's hours.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, which they have these great little venues that I did one year, and you do you do a fucking hour in Montreal, which is fun. You think nobody's going to show up, but all of a sudden it fills the fuck up.
Yeah.
And you do an hour, which usually up there it's like 10, 15, 20 minute sets. And you fucking just do your shit, and it's fun. I mean, I watched Ryan Hamilton's set. I never got to see Ryan do an hour.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, if we're doing shows together.
15 minutes.
So you go see a lot of shows when you're out working?
I will go see some shows, hours and stuff like that. I will go see people, yeah. But my favorite part is fucking, I mean, I hung out with Don Myrera last time. I got lunch. Me and Bob Marley went and did laundry together. Just stupid shit that you'd never, ever get to do.
One of my favorite things was... 1 year when I was up there, you Burr and DeRosa were doing the cheat show.
Yep.
And so I would finish the new faces and go run and catch you guys do the whole at that
cabaret
thing.
What's it called?
I think it was a strip bar, right?
What's it called?
The
Cafe Cleopatra.
That's it, Cafe Cleopatra. And it was great because all the comics would be in one little huddle.
Yeah.
So you'd go up, get like two beers, and then you'd go stand in the corner and watch you, Burr, and DeRosa. And you guys were all fucking murdering.
Yeah.
That it was awesome because it was almost like the opposite, where you got to just see just a specific set about a specific topic.
Yeah.
And it was great to walk up there. And then Ari's show was after, so you could stick around and watch.
I mean, you know what happens to me a lot, and I just figured it out this year? I get allergies in the summer. You do the fucking... And I would lose my voice every festival.
Yeah.
Because you go to that party.
Yeah.
And it's such the music and then the talk, and you wind up talking at a higher octave, and you're using just your throat. I would lose my voice by the end, and I lost my voice in that Ari Shaffir show, and I really couldn't talk. I remember that. It happened to me 2 years in a row. And I would go to the party, and then I sit in a lot by the elevators now, and I have my own little party.
Ooh.
I started a pizza party last time Ann Harris from Comedy Central.
What a fun, like, it's like the it's like your own little Stanhope party.
Dude, I'm telling you, we started, don't bring that up.
Dan,
I want to talk about that. But we she ordered pizza on Comedy Central fucking credit card.
All right.
We got a fucking faked out pizza. We got a veggie pizza to give to, you know, people, hey, you got pizza? Because we knew they were all going to be coming out.
Yeah.
So we got the real good pizzas over by us. We put the fucking shit veggie pizza out. Hey, get pizza? Yeah, grab a piece, whatever you want. They open it up. It's veggie.
Yeah.
They would all look at it like, ugh, but they're so hungry, they go, fuck it, and they just start eating like a broccoli and asparagus, just a piece of a wilted asparagus hanging out. It was the funniest thing ever. But then the good people, we'd be like, oh, the fucking pepperoni's right over here.
Do my favorite
thing. Bruce, the fucking guy who runs, we were like, no. He was going to take this back. No, over here. Sausage over here.
When you said elevator bank, it automatically makes me think of Todd Glass would just hide behind one of the pillars where the elevators were, and whatever comic was waiting for it. I remember it was Anthony Jeselnik was waiting to go upstairs.
Yeah.
And just behind the pillar, Todd Glass starts yelling, I don't give a flying fuck. I'm Anthony Jeselnik. You could suck my dick. I don't give autographs for free. And then like Jeselnik's looking around and this is Todd Glass behind and people are walking up. It was so fucking great.
He did that 2 years ago with Mulaney also. And he's just like, I'm literally in a conversation with Todd. He hits the fucking deck. He like hits the ground and starts, I'm John Mulaney. Yeah. At the top of his lungs.
It's so fucking good.
So fucking funny.
Is Todd Glass one of the funniest fucking guys out there?
100%.
I mean, on and off.
He did one of the coolest things I've ever seen. I saw him at the old comics on 14th and 8th, and it was kind of a light crowd on a Thursday.
Yeah.
And so he was doing this thing at the end of the show where he there was a mic backstage. And he was like, thank you guys. Seriously, thank you guys for coming out. You guys are the best. Then he walked behind the curtain and he grabbed the other mic and he go, what the fuck? Are you guys not promoting this thing? What the fuck do I got to do? It's fucking empty in there. And then he'd hang it up and come out and be like, hey, you guys, seriously, thank you for coming out. And he'd go back behind the curtain. He goes, I mean, I'm a fucking draw. I'm Todd fucking Glass. And then he comes back out and he's like, you guys, I'll be taking pictures later. Everyone just wait out here. He's like, this club's gonna last another fucking 2 months. And it's just like, do shit like that. And he was like,
kind of right. Yeah.
He fucking nailed it. But it was one of the fucking funniest. And I was in the audience just watching and I was like, this guy's fucking hilarious.
I always feel bad. The first time I met Todd was at I met him two times. I met him at the Beecher's Madhouse in Vegas. You heard of that?
The Bette Midler movie.
No, you fucking ass face.
Oh. Well, I love that movie. And Bette Midler.
That's Beecher's.
In fact, I love Bette Midler so much, I middled on the road for 11 years straight. They're laughing at home.
They're beautiful when they land, but they are ugly when they miss.
I guarantee people just shut the show off.
I bet one person at their computer just did this at work, and this is a week from now. They go, and just went back.
I guarantee somebody just went, yeah, it's enough of that.
You mean the people that stuck it out through the Todd Glass story?
That was amazing. I had Bobby going. You
I
can't
love
shit
that.
On my Todd Glass story.
I like that story. That was a good story.
Right. It was reminiscent.
I'm going to tell another Todd Glass story that's not going to be as good.
I say lay it on.
Well, I feel bad because I was backstage. This is, okay, Beecher's Madhouse. Let me explain. It's still going on, by the way. It's at the MGM now. He has his own little theater. And basically, he had it at the Hard Rock at the whatever fucking club that was, whatever theater in the Hard Rock it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he would, on Saturday nights, you'd fly in on a Thursday or a Wednesday for a 15-minute set on a Saturday. But he would load this theater up. He'd have a hooker table, stripper table, male stripper table.
Yeah.
He'd fucking fly in Paris Hilton and all the Britney Spears, all those TMZ stars, have them there. He'd have bachelor parties.
Oh.
Fill the place up with this fucking anarchy. He'd have a guy balancing a moped, a midgets everywhere. He'd have a titty contest to win fake tits, and these chicks would come up with just awful tits and good tits and just tits, and then have a 7-foot Russian gay sword swallower do this whole routine, swallow a sword, do a split, get a fucking standing O, and then they'd bring out a comic. Right? So me and Steve Byrne were the only guys that could do it without bombing.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody bombed. You name it, they fucking bombed. And
Don
was,
Rickles.
Huh?
Don Rickles.
Fucking ate his dick.
Wow. Rodney Dangerfield.
Fucking died. That's where he died.
That's
he
where he died
that night.
He's like, I don't feel so good. That sword swallower. I don't know. I followed a lot, but I might be too much.
Who else can you do?
That's it.
Randy Savage.
Macho Man.
Oh, yeah. Not going to make it out of this one. No, not today.
Old Indian.
For I must flee like the coyote when the fields burn. It's all in the same fucking octave.
That's not. That's octave.
No, that's
great.
That's
nose. That's nasally.
That's great.
So,
it's deep in the gut.
So, anyways, he goes, and I'm in the backstage with him, and I didn't realize I've done it a billion times. I'm doing the same. I'm gonna go out and do this. I'm gonna fuck a stool. That was back in fucking stool days.
Oh, I love it. Right? I love that you're like that's like. That's like you're going to punch someone in the throat. You're like, I'm going to fight dirty. Yeah, I'm going to fuck a stool.
Oh, I'm fucking a stool. I'm going to bang it. I'm going to fuck it. I'm going to lick it.
I'm going to treat it like it's a raft. I'm going to treat it like it's a surfboard.
I remember fucking where I was doing a show, and then a comic went up after me, and he did a thing where he uses a stool as a drinking cup, and Patrice goes, yo, man, Bobby, just fuck that. Don't drink out of that cup.
That's hilarious.
That's great.
So I literally was like, dude, I was sitting backstage. He wasn't talking to me. He was just sitting there, and I didn't know he was fucking panicking about this gig. And I was just like, dude, you're fucking boring. He's like, I'm sorry. You know, talk less. Yeah. He's like, are you just fucking boring, dude? You haven't fucking even talked to me. He's like, I didn't know. I was, you know, what the fuck? He was so fucking like, what the fuck? Why are you saying this?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to just be this. Why are you calling me? What the fuck? I don't even know you. You know, yeah. Todd. And he went out and fucking ate his dick. And I didn't realize that it's that gig. He's sitting in the room with me. I'm fucking just walking around like I own the place because I've done this hellhole so many fucking times.
Yeah, you've
walked. I know. I'm going to fuck a stool. He's actually going out there with some jokes. He's going to try to tell jokes in front of these fucking savages. Ugh. And I've always felt bad about that. I felt bad that I just called him boring. Just what a dick. A young comic dick thing to say to somebody.
You also said it to one of the most exciting performers in comedy.
You think what?
He just does shit. You said he's boring, and I said he's one of the most exciting performers. He's one of the most exciting shows to watch. You don't know what the fuck he's going to do.
That's true, yes.
I've never watched the same Todd. I've watched Todd Glass maybe 5 times. I've never seen the same set.
Yeah.
You should call him and tell him to apologize.
Or a letter.
I think
a letter.
Ooh.
Yes.
What, with like a pen? And
old
ink?
School.
Yeah, cursive. Yeah.
It means something.
Should with a wax.
No hashtags.
But should I do it with line paper or non-line paper?
Non-line.
No. I sell line paper. I have no idea what's going on in the paper market.
Dirty
I haven't seen paper in a while.
You got you do line, because if you do it non-line, it'll start smearing down.
Yeah, but if you're a good writer.
I got enough faith in you. I think you can go unlined, perfect, cursive, wax, cursive. Stamp over the top with your family
crest.
What
do I write? Do I just write Todd Glass? Sorry.
Dearest BK. Todd.
Dearest Todd, sorry for the rude comment.
That's in your third paragraph.
You could bring up maybe you're going through a tough time.
I wasn't.
I know.
I was having a great time. I was getting my dick sucked by strippers.
Were you?
No. Yeah. No. Hey, was I married? No, yeah. Not at all. Seven times. Nope, not at all. I was having good times playing the Wheel of Fortune slot machine.
Yeah.
That's the best slot machine. You need to play a progressive if you're going to play one. I read.
So, Robbie, we...
I'm just trying to make you some money here.
So, how long have you been with Just for Laughs?
11 years.
11 fucking years. What did you do before it?
Nothing. I was, an assistant in Toronto.
Right.
On TV shows. Not doing anything too exciting.
And now,
that's very insulting to all the assistants out there. I mean, Chris Scopo is right here.
I was literally just stocking fridges. So
that's what Chris does.
Yeah. So that's what I was doing.
Speaking of stocking fridges.
Basically what I did before you got here.
Can you give me a water, Chris? Anyways, go ahead.
This is your water right here.
That's my water.
Fuck.
And I've already sipped it.
Joe, come on.
Why don't his lips to touch my lips?
Give me a water, please.
Yeah, you like his lips.
I do love your lips.
I like that Chris is trying too hard now. Just get the water. Take your headphones off, dum-dum. What are you doing?
It's just mouthing to me that they're going to rename the Just for Last Festival the Just for Dan Festival.
Yeah, that's what I was mouthing.
And everyone in Montreal is coming to see.
Is Dan going to have a show at the Soda Club?
Ah! Chris Scopo just made his best joke he's ever made on the podcast.
There it is.
Keep him around. I said that one time. You said the same thing, Joe.
Well, that one was better than the last one.
Have you who are you most proud of bringing up to Just for Laughs?
Gerald Kelly, I would say.
Has he ever been?
He has been.
Really?
He came. He was doing a thing years ago, and I could like with his son.
Yes,
where he would go. I'm not making this up, right?
No, that's
he
true.
He did
that's
like up to. He did our urban show years ago with his son, and his son goes out and did like 7 minutes.
And he does jokes about his dad.
Yeah,
that you could kind of tell written by his dad.
But right,
and then he goes up and he's like, I'm his dad. And then they're like, murders.
Right.
Because they're like, oh shit, he was just talking about him. It's, yeah.
That's exactly what happened. That was a good impression.
Well, I mean, look, I got nothing against Gerald Kelly. The fact he was just,
guy.
I think Lucian tried to fuck me out of my spot. And Gerald, he was kind of managing.
Uh-huh.
So that's, he was trying to finagle his guy in. like Robbie was gonna go, oh, Gerald Kelly. I thought it was whatever. Who cares? Get this guy.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of the last name thing.
Really?
No, I'm dumb.
Really?
I didn't think
I'm
of that
taking
either.
In some air.
Why do you have your back to me?
I'm not gonna say really to you.
Yeah.
Oh, did you think of that, Joe? Gerald Kelly?
Yes, of course.
Putting on some weight, huh?
Am I?
Sideways you are.
Yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Not bad.
Yeah, you're pretty happy right now, huh? Huh?
Yeah, very happy.
You've been no gymming it, huh?
No, I have been gymming it. That's what's a little upsetting about it.
Have you been eating a lot?
No.
Huh?
I don't know what's going on, dude.
Turn front ways. Turn. Oh, you know what? No, it's cool.
No, you're right, because I'm up to like fucking 230.
Are you really? Wow. What were you before?
I walk around at like 210.
And you're 20 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
And you're going to the gym.
Yeah.
That's what getting a girlfriend does, man.
What do you do at the gym?
I run usually a mile and a half, and then I lift weights.
Wow. Maybe it's
Lewis said I was looking a lot better with my shirt off yesterday. And Lewis is a fitness guru.
Is he really?
No. But he looks good.
You know what I don't like about it? I saw this little fucking barbecue somebody had. Who threw that?
Wayne Rada.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it was the Legion of Skanks barbecue, I thought.
That what it was called?
I texted Lewis and said, thanks for the invite. And he goes, oh, it wasn't mine.
Wayne Rada texted me.
Really?
Yeah. Wayne was like,
I didn't get invited, Bobby.
I didn't get invited. You weren't there?
No,
well, apparently I ate enough, bringing up my weight gain, bro.
Sorry, dude. I didn't mean to do that. I didn't get invited. I never get invited to these fucking... Can you, Queen, stop whispering
on a
podcast?
I said you're fat. That's all I did. I was just trying to hurt his feelings.
He said you look fat.
No, I said you're fat. No, I said you're fat.
No more whispering, Robbie.
I was just trying
to hurt Dan. You're on video.
Sorry about that.
There's a camera right here watching you whisper.
And I'm sucking my gut in, so you can't...
Just don't throw sideways. Front ways, you look great. That looks great. Now hold your breath. Yeah, sideways. Don't do that. You're fucking... Put your shoulders back. Shoulders back, chest out, stomach in. Like that. Turn to the front.
I got like 1950s Superman body.
You really do have a barrel chest. Yeah. The original Superman chest.
Watch out, Lois Lane! Feels good. Do I have to walk around like this?
Bob, I invited you a picnic one time. I don't know if you remember that.
Your picnics stink, Joe. It's the worst fucking thing I've ever
done. Robbie, if you've ever been to town, I have great comedy picnics in Central Park.
If you can find it in the middle of Central Park.
I buy a balloon so everyone can see it.
Yeah. What's the food for a picnic? I've never heard
it's
of it.
BYOF.
So essentially you're just saying meet me at the park.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And then we all get there. There's about 100 people. And then Rebecca Trent brought a whole tray of tacos and some sodas.
That's bullshit. I showed up with fucking nuts, fruit, and waters. Wow. And these kids that he invited actually needed it. Like, I had to give it, because that's how hungry they were from being in the sun and having a fucking half a can of Pringles that this fucking douche brought.
I brought some
and the balloon. The balloon has a fucking foot and a it's a foot. So it's literally a balloon just bob. It looks like somebody's baby's head. Just you can't even find it. I had to walk around the park 5 times, and then I had to do a grid, like up and down, up and down.
Were you not invited?
I was invited, but thank God I found it, and I left fucking 20 minutes in.
Yeah.
It was like...
And then it got good. We had a frisbee. Lewis started a fight.
I started the frisbee.
Jason Canner picked up a baby that didn't belong to us.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, it was insane. A deaf kid.
Oh. What?
Weren't you there for that?
No.
Oh, it was insane. There was a deaf kid. He came like wandering over, and the mother was like, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." He was like, "Whatever." He's got a problem.
He's not retarded. He's deaf.
Well,
the worst deaf kid.
They don't make sounds.
You guys in your PC. That's what he sounded like.
Yeah, you don't go around going, "You know, this deaf kid."
That's what he sounded like.
They can talk, but they cannot. They don't get every word. It's like they've never heard it.
Because they can't handle themselves. It's very much Lou Ferrigno.
But of course, but it's not mentally retarded because I can't talk.
You said retarded. I said
retarded.
I think you might have been retarded.
I want to go get the dog. Joblitten, my friend. I love Joblitten.
You hear the difference, Joe?
He was a dum dum.
And this is coming from two pleasantly plump gentlemen.
Yeah. I don't know if you're the pleasant, though. He's pleasantly plump. You look great.
Yeah, you're awkwardly fat.
Skinny fat.
Yeah.
So the kid walked over, and then Lewis gave him the balloon, which was my balloon, which I didn't appreciate. So he took the balloon, and he starts tying it on the kid's hand, so the mother's already weird about it. So I'm like, Lewis, you can't just touch a kid.
You can't.
And Cantor thought he was funny. He's like, nah, you can't touch a kid, but we're going to borrow him. And he picked the kid up, and the woman was like, ah! It's like this crazy thing. And the whole party was like, what the fuck are you doing?
If somebody picked up my kid, my baby, at the park, I would go to jail for murder. But what? I would literally go get a... I would let him take the kid. I would quietly go find the biggest fucking branch. I'd snap it off. Yeah. So it would still be like green and alive. Yeah. And I would beat his fucking skull in. Yeah.
But what
I
if
would,
the kid...
While he was holding my kid. And as he slowly fell, I would grab my baby out. And then I'd step on his fucking head.
Watched you.
Cocksucker fucking picking up somebody's kid.
But what if
that,
the guy...
That fucking aggravates me.
What if the guy was bald but had a beard?
I would fucking aggravate me that somebody touched somebody because a helpless fucking chick. What? That's like fucking rape, for Christ's sakes.
Well, I mean, let's.
That's rape.
He touched.
Not rape.
Child.
That's the name of the episode. That's rape.
Rape picnic.
Rape picnic is the name of. No,
you're like
that.
You're like rape.
I can't put rape.
Rape picnic is hilarious. Oh, that sounds like a death metal album.
It was
rape. Rape picnic.
Go 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 go. Rape picnic. Go 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 go.
So you touching me? Me touching you? Sandwiches on a blanket. Rape picnic.
Lewis, pick up a baby.
Lewis just got here.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I didn't even think of that.
I wanted Lewis here today.
What? He thinks you're mad at him.
No, I was supposed to have him here today, but
he can't be around industry.
I invited Joe.
No, Joe has a standing invitation.
Oh,
yeah.
So you can come. But I wanted you because I wanted you to meet Lewis because Lewis has never done Montreal, and I thought it would be an interesting fucking.
I think I'm seeing him tonight.
Are you really?
Maybe.
Where?
I have no idea.
It's weird to see
this week.
Where are you guys tonight?
We're at the Stand tonight.
Ah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I think a lot of these auditions should be at the Stand.
I am not at the Stand.
It's such a hot club.
You know, for a guy who does have that ability, the power that you have to bring people into the festival, I think, you know, what people don't get is that your time comes when it comes, and everybody who is funny does get a shot eventually at Montreal.
I don't think that's true.
No, that's okay.
But that sounded great. I wish that was the case. Right, I think what you're not accounting for is we make like tons of mistakes also.
For yeah. sure.
Well, I mean, Dan Soder and Joe List, but I wouldn't call them mistakes. I would call them.
Did you guys do it the same year?
No.
We were there the same year. I did New Faces the year after you did New Faces. Yeah. We were together. I stayed at your hotel.
So, yeah.
But sometimes I think you're very right. People get it, and they get it later than they think they would get it.
Mm-hmm.
But if they got it earlier, they would have just been... Yeah. Like, we have 40 new faces between, like, Unwrapped, which was what you guys did,
yeah.
the regular new faces. We have a sketch new faces. Out of 40 of them, what, 8 to 10 maybe get, like, a pop or something
back.
From the festival?
We'll be back or do something else. Right?
No. A lot of people come back to the festival. I'm just saying, for the festival to really have an impactful, like for Dan, it had a real
changed
impactful
my life.
Experience.
We're,
for you.
We're two good examples. You blew up. I got nothing, yeah. but I'm doing well now.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I
and I had fun.
I blew you up, but go ahead.
But some people listen. We didn't. We don't book everything the right way all the time. I wish we did.
Yeah, Bobby was hosted my show.
I did, and you annihilated.
That was a fun night. That was like one of the nicest things you ever said to me.
What'd I say?
We were outside smoking cigarettes, and you go, you just fucking ruined five people's night because I went 5th out of 10.
Oh, he went 5th. He went up on the Unrep show.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody's fucking nervous. I feel bad for all these people because I've been there.
Yeah.
I know the, just the anxiety that you're literally putting yourself through.
Yeah.
That doesn't, and you went up 5th and just murdered. Just had this fucking. I was like, oh boy. I was just like, I don't want to be. Whoever's after him is going, you know. And it's all self-inflicting. It doesn't matter. But
yeah.
I just knew that you blew it out of the water. That was the night the guy, some manager. I was, you know, I don't fucking host. I don't fucking host. Yeah. And Singer was like, hey, can you? I was like, yeah, I'll do it. I'll fucking, sure, I'll do.
Yeah, you're not great at hosting anything.
So anyway, even this podcast, I got it. So I almost want to take the bandana back for that.
Yeah, because you realized that I had made the joke that you were going to add on. Your tag was my joke. You're like, yeah, even the podcast. Oh, fuck me.
I remember this manager. I was trying my best to say everybody's name. Be as positive and, you know, I didn't want to fucking, you know, go up there and fucking ruin the night for everybody. And I'm trying to, hey, you know, and this guy goes, can you make sure he says their names clearer or something? Because I said somebody's name one time and he wanted me to say it more than once.
Yeah.
I like that they couldn't find out the person's name after.
I was like, are you, I want to go up to him, are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
Yeah.
He's right there. Go fucking. But yeah. I literally had to go. The guy took. The guy was like, you know, like the guy walked up to me and said that to me. I go, tell him. I will try to say the names. I wanted to go, fuck you.
Yeah.
Who, whatever shit manager. He wasn't even like a manager. He was some fucking.
Yeah, and then years later, he didn't invite you to his barbecue yesterday.
They call him the truth.
Bob, I want to have a. Let's go backwards for a moment. Just to, I don't want to get
we
too.
Go all the way backwards and start this whole thing over. So what are you doing? Rubbing your fat now?
Yeah.
Can you stop?
I thought you were going to say we could start it over so I wouldn't insult Dan and call him fat.
All right, Robbie's touching Dan. Now it's getting uncomfortable again.
Here's my question.
How is that uncomfortable? Really? Was that beyond your comfort
zone? Yeah, that was
me touching his belly. I was just touching his belly.
Yeah, that bothers me. That's my friend's belly. Now, if anybody touches it, it's me, Robbie.
You guys can all get in.
Stop cock blocking.
How about this?
Yeah.
No more belly touching.
Yeah, no more belly touching. No touching.
Thanks for having me.
You can touch Joe's belly.
I don't want to fucking touch Joe's belly.
You can touch Chris's belly.
Slender belly. Slender belly.
You don't fucking touch my Danny's belly in front of me. That's my belly.
He has such a cute belly, though.
So much belly to touch.
Go ahead, Joe. What were you saying?
What does it mean to you and your friendship and your personality that Dan says one of the nicest things that you've ever said to him in years of friendship is you just ruined five people's nights. That's one of the nicest things you've ever said?
It's
not even nice. It's not even a compliment. It's about these other people. It's very negative.
I think that's wrong. I've said way nicer things to you.
Yeah, but that meant the most to me because I knew I'd done a good job.
Well, what he was.
I feel like you could be saying nicer things is what I'm saying. You just called him fat twice.
Yes, but what I meant was is that he did a great job.
Well, you've poked fun at me as well, and I don't really appreciate it, and neither does Dan. Tell him.
I don't appreciate it at all.
Are you really? What?
I'm sensitive. Now that I'm a bigger person, now that I'm overweight, I'm a little more sensitive. So, yeah.
I do remember that. That was a great night. I was like, this kid's on his way. I think it was a year before that you were on my show, right?
You had me on after Montreal on the podcast.
No, I had you on before.
Nope. You had me on after in the fall.
No, because you worked with me before.
I worked with you at Gotham, and we worked together. We did SUNY Delhi, and then I came back and I did Gotham.
Right.
And then I did Montreal. Then you had me on the podcast.
You weren't on with Joe before that.
Nope.
So after Montreal, you were still slinging guacamole.
Yeah, for 4 months, 5 months.
Wow.
So yeah, Montreal in July, and then I quit my job in December when I was dog sitting for you. It was my last day at the restaurant.
You mean fucking in my apartment?
Blowing backs out in your bed.
Wait a minute, in his bed?
Whoa.
In his shower. I fucked in your shower.
You can tell me now. Did you fuck in my bed? You can tell me now. I will not get mad.
No, I don't think. I think I fucked around, but I didn't fuck.
It's a trap. It's a trap.
It's a trap. he's Admiral Akbar. It's a trap.
He knows my tone.
Yeah. He's like, no.
I look up when I'm lying. Dude, I will not.
Remember the pole next to your bed? The wooden pole?
The night you die.
I had sex up against that was the closest I got to your bed.
Oh, okay. Pole sex.
Because I didn't want. I had a huge fear of you.
Doesn't that bother you?
Was your naked bum on my bed?
Well, I slept there.
What, naked?
Yeah.
Who the fuck sleeps naked in somebody's bed?
Someone that's pretty comfortable. Someone that's really comfortable. And that just banged in your shower. And then got a whole bed to himself.
How great is my shower?
It was the
best.
That was
a great shower. Yeah.
My new shower's even as
good. Okay, that's nice. This one was the best.
The five prong one?
The three Kohler.
I fucked in your shower. Though? I pooped my pants at your house.
Yeah, I got a new bidet. Better bidet.
Oh, man.
Better bidet.
Bidet, mate.
with the squatty potty.
Oh, the squatty potty is where it's at.
The squatty potty is fucking.
You're welcome.
I am so happy that you got one because then it made it okay for me to get one because I told my
wife.
You
got a squatty potty?
I would like to. Talk more about it. I'd like to know.
It
pros
is.
What are the big pros here?
Go ahead.
Pros?
I really want to hear about this.
Quicker shits. Cleaner shits.
Mm-hmm.
Better shits.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Why better shits?
It's like a promo.
Because your colon is straightened out by the squat, whereas where you sit, it puts a kink in your colon.
How much does it cost?
It costs $19.99.
What are you talking about?
At Best Buy. At Bed Bath & Beyond.
Where do you put it?
So you put it around your toilet, right? Like around the base of your toilet, and you put your feet up on it. So your feet probably go.
There should be directions, though, because I fucked up a bunch of times. I pulled my pants down first and tried to put my feet up.
Oh, no.
And I kept dragging it back underneath the toilet. You have to
stand on it.
Stand
then
on it, pull your pants down, and then sit down.
And it's fucking awesome.
And it brings your knees up to your stomach the way we're supposed to squat and shit. Like a, almost like a dog would shit, how they kind of hunch their backs. And you're supposed to do the same thing. And when you sit like that, you actually bend your intestines. So, you know, it kind of cuts it off.
Yeah.
But when you put your knees up, it opens up your intestinal tract the way it's supposed to be. So the shit further up can just fucking zoom out of your ass.
Dude, how great is that first log when you saw it and you're like, what?
Now, is it like a Stairmaster? Do I have to buy one or can I make do at home? Can I stack up books?
Just buy it. Just, it's 20 bucks.
I'll go 10 I'll go hands with you, Joe. We'll get
but
one.
Is it permanent? It's permanently sitting there?
No, I take it out and put it back
it
on.
It slides perfectly underneath the toilet.
I'll go halvesies with you. We'll get one.
We're roommates.
Yeah. You should definitely be. You're never home.
I shit at
he
home.
He shits and showers
I'll tell you this.
Home, yeah.
It's fucked up the road for me because now I have to make makeshift squatty potties in my hotel.
That's what he was just saying.
That's what I was talking about with the Bible. You stack up Bibles.
I mean, I don't want to.
It'll be good for something.
You could use a hooker's back.
I don't know why I would do that either. Or just the metal trash can from the room.
They have metal trash cans? Well, you really upgraded your career, huh?
I don't know. The hotel I stayed at in Portland did this weekend. Mm. So that's what I used. 2 feet on the metal trash can, and I had my knees high and tight.
Can I just hold my knees up?
I mean, I don't think you're that strong.
I'm a pretty strong guy. I do a lot of yoga, and I masturbate.
I don't see how that... Dude, I'm fat now?
No, you're
no,
not fat.
He's
I was
kidding.
Kidding. I was joking.
Robbie, give a touch. Am I...
May
go
I? Ahead.
May I?
You can. Thank you for asking. Thank you for asking, Robbie.
How bad is it?
Oh,
yeah, right.
Ooh,
feels nice.
Yeah.
You know what to do? Do the seven.
Montreal 2016, baby. Welcome to the Fat Show
2016.
We should do
starring
a fat show
hosted by Dan Soda.
Watch me eat this sandwich and digest it.
Starring Ralphie May, Robert Kelly,
and fresh on the new fat scene, Dan Soda. I'm like, hey guys, so what's up with sandwiches? That's how I talk if I got super fat.
Kelly Festuca.
I'm like, gosh, I used to make fun of Kelly, and now it's not so funny.
You ever hear from Kelly?
I don't.
Ah, jeez.
Well, hey, let me take that back.
I just imagine her sad playing a didgeridoo somewhere.
Let me see, Bobby.
I wonder if she listens. You think she listens?
I would imagine she used to.
Cleaning her gun?
I bet she stopped listening.
Well, here's the deal. She wrote me... We talked about that on the show once, that she didn't contact me. Then all of a sudden, I got a really long letter. You know Kelly's fucking letters. Oh, God.
Right.
It's just... Like 9 paragraphs, well-written, boring schedule.
Well-written.
You don't read any of them, though. How do you know that?
Well, I read a couple of them. So I read the little pieces of that, and then she wrote me a shorter one because I wrote back, can you fucking sum this up for me? she wrote back a shorter version, which I read, which was very nice. But, you know, I would blame me. It would be my fault. I haven't been, she's got her own podcast now, and she did the festival and... Wherever the fuck that
Melbourne.
Is. Melbourne. Which Melbourne. Is a
Kelly
which is
who?
A, with a Kelly Festuca. She used to be on the show a lot.
Melbourne?
Yeah, it's a month, though.
Yeah.
I don't get those festivals.
No,
like,
that,
what's the one in
Montreal's
Scotland?
Montreal's a
too?
Month.
Edinburgh.
What is it?
Fringe Festival.
No.
Yeah. Is that what Edinburgh. Edinburgh Festival?
Yeah, Edinburgh Festival. Yeah. A month.
Isn't JFL Fringe. A month?
Not right. I mean, sorry. The main shows are that week, like right. The last week of July. But yeah, we run shows for the... But we don't ask people to do a month run.
Right.
Yeah, that's a little long, but then you have to promote it yourself. If you don't get sponsors, you're fucked.
Yeah.
People go every year in Edinburgh, and the standard is that you lose money.
Yeah, right. I was you know, it's funny. I was going to do Edinburgh's here, and I went through all that, and it was very interesting that they were like, you have to invest a lot of money into this show if you want it to be good.
And fat guys are killing it this year, though.
Yes!
So far, what I'm hearing, so...
That's all I'm gonna do for an hour.
Sorry.
Yeah, and the I just don't get that. I don't. I know that. Oh, Giannis went 2 years ago.
Yeah, but yeah,
you could do 2 weeks though. You well, can arrange it with a promoter there. If
he was
American.
Miserable. He was miserable.
He, yeah, but he cut it short and came home.
He was
cut
three
it short
and out.
And he was three and out. Miserable. And Kelly, I know that she was having a hard time. I guess Will, so Vince, our pal, who I don't know whether he's still out there. He was doing great.
Still there, yeah.
Still, I mean, killing it in Australia.
Yeah.
You know. So I just don't get these. I mean, I guess it's a roll of the dice. Some people just go the fuck out. And
well, I talked to like Michael Che had like sold out shows, but he told me that he had to invest in it. He was like,
oh, but he didn't do it.
He did great.
Somebody else did. He didn't invest his own money.
Yeah, he
had,
did.
I thought he had sponsors.
You can get a sponsor, but he said that there was, I think a couple people told me, well, he told me that, yeah, you're right. I think it was sponsors.
I don't think you're talking about sponsors. I think it's actually promoters.
Promoters.
He had promoters. He didn't put, you know, there's no way Michael Che's been putting his own money into a show.
They kind of made it sound like I had, like if I wanted to do the same thing the way he did.
You would. I'm talking Michael Che.
Yeah.
He did it. He did well. I was doing a show around here like 6-8 months ago, and people from Scotland, they knew who he was.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, yeah, we saw him. He was hilarious.
Here's the thing. If you go to Scotland for a month, though, and you connect.
Straighten us out,
Robbie. If you connect with that marketplace, mm-hmm. after the first week, you are selling your tickets.
Okay.
You're not losing a ton of money, and then you could go back and tour all of England.
Ah.
So people like Bo Burnham did that really successfully. Alex Edelman, young comic.
Yeah, we know Alex.
Who's like auditioning for new faces. So he's a relatively new guy. He went there, won an award. People were coming to his shows, and now we could do dates around there. Mm-hmm. So for some people, it works out. If you want to be a road... Patrice used to go out there, not necessarily to Edinburgh, but he used to
England.
Go around. He used to go to England, and because that marketplace... They, you can make a lot of money.
I want to go to fucking England so bad.
I'm going to Ireland.
I don't. Can we? Well, can we do mine first?
But he's going.
But I want to talk about wanting to go.
But we should do the thing that's actually happening.
Okay.
Then we can
I want to go too, and I am.
Yeah, so that's why we're going to go first.
I'm not going to England, though. I'm going to the United Kingdom.
Are you doing that thing at the end of July in Dublin?
Yeah, it's competes with you. Do you hate
it's
them?
It's awesome. No, we're
oh great.
We're
I wasn't sure if
it's
you guys were hated each other.
Joe got nervous for a second.
Yeah.
So you're going. All right, you're going to Ireland.
Well, let's not talk about it.
No, I'm fucking talking about it now because your girlfriend made me.
Whoa, I'm big boned. Wait, what? Oh, it's a different argument.
I forget you two fucking cocksuckers when you're together. I forgot how hard you got to deal with.
Yeah.
We're wonderful people. Yeah. When are we going to talk about this shirt?
What, my shirt?
It's very pretentious. What, you got a TV show, now you got little fucking goopty stripes on your shirt.
He's dressed like a roadie for Johnny
Cash.
With
the pockets with the fucking points on them.
Yeah, he looked like an evil sheriff.
The pockets look like sandwiches that have bites taken out of them.
Do you
is
run
it
a
on his? Oh, it's on it. Okay.
Yeah, you look like you run a truck stop.
That's the bomb bandana, by the way.
You look like Merle Haggard over there with that shirt. I hate that shirt.
You don't fucking hate this shirt.
I do hate it.
Look,
I love it. It didn't have the little stripedy loops on it.
You look like you repair jukeboxes. That was good.
I laughed. I'm not.
I know,
gonna
I'm
fucking,
going for Joe.
Listen, here's the deal. I have a limited fucking amount of shirts I can wear that have some style. Do you understand? Hang on, fucking yapper, okay? They don't make sunset fucking shirts in my size. They don't make fucking whatever fucking
that
alternative
shirt stinks, too. Let's not act like this shirt's okay.
Go fuck yourself. This is a great Queens of the Stone
Age.
It's
a Star Wars spoof.
It's Queens of the Stone Age.
I know, but it's clearly a Star Wars spoof of some sort.
Yeah, they don't make that in my size.
Well, they do now.
Here's the thing. This is what I want to say.
I'm a bigger guy.
You've been on a great shirt streak. This is why I'm disappointed.
What shirt did I like?
You had last one. You had a shirt.
So honest.
You like that? But it was like a green military looking shirt. It was kind of cargo-y.
Okay.
And then the week before, you had a shirt like that, but it was kind of flannel-y type thing. Or
well,
something.
Those are,
this
I,
one looks like you should have a fucking
can I tell
cowboy
you what,
hat.
Can I fucking? I'll be honest. You want honesty?
Yeah.
I do.
You want me to fucking tell you the truth?
I got a feeling. I know where this is going.
All right. The lady from the show that I was on.
Yeah.
Gave me all the shirts from the show.
That's great.
And then I ran. Now I kind of went through them. So I went and tried to buy a shirt.
Oh, Bobby. Oh, Bobby.
All right. So I bought this shirt because I thought it was.
Oh, Bobby. You thought you were doing what she did, no, but you didn't.
If
you
know we can peel those loop-de-boops off, it's going to be a good shirt.
I bought a shirt just like this without the loop-de-loops.
All right.
Good.
It looks like one of those fucking. Yeah. It looks like one of those hostesses cupcakes.
Yeah, you look
one
like you have ears.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah,
what?
You have earbuds hanging out, like earbud wires.
A cupcake. Yes, it looks like that, too. Yeah, what else does it look like? This is fun. This is the rest of the show,
Bobby's
I say.
Antennas.
Keith said to me Saturday night, he goes, I was wearing a shirt like this. He goes, I'll give you $200, you button five of those buttons.
I like the open short sleeve button shirts. I just don't like the zip boots.
Well, after the show, I have an interview. I'm doing a thing for Rick Chrome. They're doing a documentary on Rick Chrome. You know Rick Chrome.
Yeah.
And we're doing a documentary up here. So at 5:30, I have an interview I have to do, and I thought this shirt would be good for that interview.
Yeah, we can get you a different shirt by then.
Yeah.
This is a fine shirt. The shirt is black. It's thinning.
What, so listen, what are your main problems with the shirt here?
The white stripes.
I don't think that.
Buttons?
The buttons, everything's good except for the little
Bobby
stripey thing. They look like, Dan nailed it, look like little headphones.
Bobby.
What are you wearing on your face?
Bobby.
What?
Bobby.
What?
These guys don't know what they're talking about.
Thank you.
Us plus size fellas, we need to talk right now.
Dan, if you don't think you're going to be fat someday.
I can't wait.
Dan's always going to be, he's going to be skinny mind. Fat though.
Here's, here, no, he's not. No,
yeah,
he's not.
Will.
I'm going to get the party gun.
I'm telling you right now. Take it from a guy who's been sexy and fat.
Yeah.
I know the motherfuckers. I can see it. I know who's going to. He's going to be this kind of.
That's where you're wrong.
Scopo will be fatter than Soder.
I'm going to blow up.
This son of a bitch, I guarantee, once he moves in with this chick, has some type of show thing going on where he works and then has time off and then does the road. This little motherfucker, okay, because he doesn't cook. He doesn't know how to fuck it. He's going to blow up like a little fucking chunky.
Like Louie body?
Louie. Yeah, Louie.
Oh, Louie's not bad.
I love it.
Louie's not bad. Have you seen him naked?
Done.
Yeah,
have you?
Done. Yeah, but here's what's going to look weird.
Done.
Here's what's going
to. It pains me to say this, but Soder's too talented to get fat. Ooh! He's going to have a team.
Seamless ordering.
They're going to have.
Uber riding.
They're going to have a team around him. They'll have a team that makes sure he doesn't get fat. He's going to be a fucking.
He's going to have, like, The Rock has an elliptical.
Don't get me wrong. He's going to.
Hotel room.
He's going to be a douche that wears fucking, I got a show, shirts like that. I'm on TV now, so I wear these shirts.
String T-shirts opened up.
But he's going to have a dumb team with a lawyer and an agent and a trainer that feeds him berries.
Stylist.
And so he'll be fit because he's talented. Scopo's going to be a fat
fuck. Don't you ever throw your body oil sweat on me.
Val Venus? I just ravishing recruited you.
The company will keep him fit.
Fint?
Fint.
All hail corporations. All hail big business.
Fucking A. Well, when
can we have a cigar together?
Do you smoke cigars?
You hurt my feelings.
I have one tonight. You want to smoke tonight?
Every time I see you, I go, I smoke cigar, you smoke cigar, when we have a cigar, you go, what? You
make my fucking eye hurt. How's that?
Well,
you know that?
That's a good lyric.
Here's the thing. Want to smoke tonight? I'll take you to Soho Cigar Bar.
What time?
Let's say I have a spot at 8:39. Let's say 10 o'clock. What?
I got spots.
Where?
I got New York Comedy Club, and then I'm running my half-hour special, ladies and gentlemen, at the New York Comedy Club.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's preparing for June 10th in Boston. Get your tickets now.
We're going to plug all that. Can we move on?
Well, whatever.
Listen, Bobby, we're in the business of selling tickets.
Dan and I still have a shot over here, for God's sake.
Why? I'm going for the big bone market.
You're doing a show with, who are you doing your show with?
What show?
Didn't you have a serious show coming out?
Well, you know. It's been in limbo.
Okay, whatever.
If I hear about the show one more time, I'm going to take my own life.
Me too. No, I think end of June.
Why didn't you fucking two do a show? Because we have a show right here.
He doesn't like big girls. Go run them skinny ass bitches like Mark Norman.
All right.
Robert, I have a show that I'm on with Dan Soder. You want to know the name of it?
Yes.
It's called the You Know What Dude podcast. All right. I've been on it for 1,100 years, and it's got me 1,000 Twitter followers, and I've tapped out. I haven't gained another one since 89.
Do you want more Twitter followers?
I'd love a couple.
I'll do a Periscope when we come back.
Great.
And I will make sure they follow you.
Great.
Okay? That's all you're going to do.
I'm not on Periscope.
You don't need to be. I am. And I will fucking make sure that. What's your Twitter name?
At Joe List Comedy.
At Joe List Comedy. Everybody listening to the show today, everybody watching this video, give me a fucking close-up. Everybody watching this video today, you follow this guy over here. Go back to Joe. Just Joe. That guy. Joe List Comedy. You see it right there on your screen. You're going to get another 1,000 followers this week.
Also, if you like Big
Bone...
No,
that's it. We're going to go to commercial
right
now. Big Bone
Comics. Follow at Dan Soder. Hashtag... Big, beautiful corporate Dan, BBCBD. Damn it.
All right.
Sorry.
Go ahead. We're going to go to the chat room real quick. I want to go to the Deepu chat and then to the Bobby chat. What do you got, Deepu?
Yeah, Patrick. Is my mic on? Patrick O'Grady says, "I came to the broadcast late. Who's the young Jeff Goldblum from Jurassic Park?"
That's a good question. Greg, I can't do Goldblum.
I take it. He's a good-looking guy.
I heard he's got a monster piece.
I heard he bangs like 30-year-olds. He's killing it.
He's got a wife, bro. Respect marriage.
Tapska 33 says, "Were Joe and Dan serious about writing Scopo's jokes?" No. Yeah. Emphatically no. Yeah.
Do you want to?
Yeah, I'll take a couple. Christopher says, "Deepu, tell Bob to set up a YKWD fan day."
Oh.
What the fuck is that?
It's like a fan day where we do where we go to a park and we have races and we have
and balloons.
All right, here's the deal. We'll set up a fan day for in August at a park. And I will buy all the food. We will do a barbecue. Right? Yeah. We'll have all the people on the show come down, and we'll have fans come down, and we'll all hang out. Does How's that? And I'll hang a balloon in the air so you can find the party.
I know a guy.
Done.
Well, you want to do that? Tell him he has to put it together. What's his name?
What if he's a creep, though?
Dude, they're all creeps. They listen to my show. You're a creep. We're all creeps. Yeah. Look at these fucking people. Look at them. Look at
Listen.
Them.
As long as they like Big Bone Comics.
Are you putting money in your mouth?
Yeah.
No.
It's disgusting.
It's a Starbucks holder.
All right, go ahead. What else you
money,
got?
Bob.
What else you got?
Mookie Phillips says, "Soder is starting to get opie chest."
What does that mean, bro?
That means tits.
Yeah. Bitch, I ain't got tits.
You got bitch tits.
I don't like these people criticizing our
bodies. I have tits, bro. I do
it's
fucking.
A great body. I got a great body.
Pull your shirt up. I do. Pull that up. Pull it down.
I think that looks all right.
Tits, this is gross.
Robbie, are you hard?
I'm not going to stand up.
That's I wouldn't say it's good, but it's definitely not atrocious.
Can you move his fucking Dan Soda?
What's up, bro?
Your belly button is disturbing. It looks like you had to slice it and make it after you were born.
No, we've already covered this. This is past episodes.
It's fucking
gross.
But
I'm a different comic now. I'm Big Bone.
It's disgusting. Your belly button, you should get fixed.
Can I?
Yes, you can have them make you a belly button.
Is that better?
That's a thing?
Yeah. I hope I'm going to make it a thing. That's disgusting.
Oh, man, if the show, if like, let's say Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll really takes off.
Yes.
Can you buy me a belly?
What's Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll?
That's
it's
my
the show that's premiering July, July 11th.
16th.
July 16th on FX.
You got a show?
Yes.
Bro, executive producer Dennis Leary from Rescue Me, bro.
John Corbett,
bro.
From My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
From My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Yeah.
Robert Kelly from
Elizabeth
Louis?
Gillies.
Elizabeth Gillies.
From Victorious on Nickelodeon.
Kelly McGillis. Right. She's
Elaine
great.
Hendricks.
Ooh.
From fucking... Parent Trap. She's in Parent Trap.
Yes.
And
yes.
then Johnny Ailes from Nutty Professor.
Not only that, but appearances and by Joan Jett, Dave Grohl.
Yep, keep
I
going.
Mean, dude,
Greg Dooley.
Greg Dooley.
From
Dooley.
Fucking
Greg
Afghan
Dooley.
Wigs.
The Dooley Brothers.
No,
Dooley.
Afghan
running,
Wigs.
Running on empty.
That's Jackson Brown. Anyways, I know about your show, you jerk.
We know.
Dude, June 10th.
We're playing June 16th, you fucking cocksucker.
June 10th.
Motherfucker.
Boston,
June 10th.
Massachusetts.
That's my half hour special.
What is it? Oh. All right, what else you got, fucking Depu?
Someone is asking if Joe's taping in Boston will be free.
Yes.
Of course it will be.
Yes.
BlacklistTickets.nyc.com. BlacklistNYC.com.
Yes.
Okay. D Stutter says, "Is Cypha Sounds coming on the show anytime soon?"
Cypha Sounds.
Who is that?
My bad.
He's
sorry.
A DJ that was on Hot 97. He does comedy.
He hosted
really?
The Cellar.
He hosted
a lot,
the Cellar, the Late Show.
Oh, I've seen that guy around. He's kind of
Boricua.
Looks like he's gonna fucking punch you in the face.
Yeah, but he's a nice guy.
Nice guy.
Yeah,
really nice
I'd love
guy.
To have him on. We should
nice
get him guy. On. All right, go to Bobby Chat real quick. What do we got first thing?
All right, Willie Fire 5 says, "Vagina blood is the best blood to make Kool Aid with." Smiley face.
Okay.
He's not invited to the cookout.
Well, I'm not drinking his Kool-Aid.
Let's not fucking cut him out just yet. Go ahead. What else?
That was the Bobby Chat.
Don't read the next one, you fucking asshole.
Mookie Phillips says, "I love how Bobby knew the tits reference." I don't know what he was talking about.
Well, oh, about Opie.
I don't like that I laughed at it. A fat joke towards me. What else?
Mookie Phillips says, "Soder might not have a father, but his body is paternal as fuck."
Dad, that's a good one. Dad bod, it's in now. Get with it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Look at that thing.
Dude, it's dad bod.
Your belly button looks like somebody drew it with a Sharpie.
Yeah. Well, you're going to buy me a new one. All right, I don't give a fuck.
All right, so listen, we're going to take a break, and then we're coming back. We're ending exactly at 5 today because Dan has to go, and I have a interview I have to do. So who are we doing the mattress? Hello? Hello? Yes. Are we doing the mattress thing today?
No. No, only Tweet and Amazon.
Oh, so all right. So we'll be back, and we're going to take a little quick. We're going to do a little piss because Joe has to pee, right?
It hasn't hit me yet, but I will.
All right. So pee at this point, okay?
I'll try.
If you break the seal, though, you're fucked.
And I'm going to do a little plugs for some people, and we'll be back. You guys watching live, it's going to take around 5 minutes. You guys listening on Monday, it's 2 seconds. So just hang in there. And we're back. Yep. What's up? How you guys doing? Make sure you go to riotcast.com and check out all the amazing shows that we give you on Riotcast. We have 17 of the funniest shows out there. Davey Mac Sports Program. We have Jim Florentine's Mental Midgets. My Wife Hates Me. We have Mad Scientist Party Hour. The Jersey Jerks. The Bailey J Show. We have Hammer Fisting. Why You Suck in Bed. Nick DiPaolo Show. My Show. Jesus. The Hole. Glory Hole. News Whore with Mandy Statmiller. Amazing, amazing lineup. Amazing, amazing shows. And they're all for free. That's right. Not one fucking dime. Okay? So go to Riotcast.com. I'll go to iTunes. We have our own channel. Type in Riotcast. It'll bring up every show that we have. And you can subscribe and review and let people know about it. The Riotcast.com. Join the fucking riot. Okay, and make sure you check out Boston Scally. I love the Scally caps. I love their clothes. They sent me some t-shirts. I actually bought a hat. I love it. If you love the hats like I do, it's a great company. Boston Scally Company.com. Go there, check it out. And also, if you guys, I want to give a little shout out to Streams of Dreams Fly Shop there on Route 17. Out there in Jersey. It's an amazing fly shop. I went out there and got my rods. They have a wide selection of fly rods and flies, and they have just a bunch of stuff. I actually bought a really great what's that company? What's that with the P?
Patagonia.
Patagonia. I bought a beautiful fly bag, Patagonia fly bag out there, and it was actually pretty cheap. So go out, Streams of Dreams, right on 17. In Paramus, if you're a fly fisherman, go check them out. So we're going to go back to the show right now, but make sure you go to Amazon on our page and check out Gamefly on our page. What's the link on, what's the Gamefly.com?
Dude.
Go to Gamefly.com/YKWD, right? And punch in the code word dude. And you guys get, what do they get? 15, they get a 2 weeks free, right?
2 week free trial, 15. It's 15 day, 2 week free trial.
And if you're going to buy anything off of Amazon, which I buy everything off of fucking Amazon now, that thing I made for my kid, that fountain, I went on Amazon, I bought all the shit right on Amazon. The stuff I couldn't get, I went to Home Depot, but most of the shit just came right the next day.
You
Prime.
Built that?
Huh?
You built it?
I built it from scratch. God damn it.
And then your rock garden.
I built the rock garden, too.
Yeah.
I built that amazing rock garden. So nice at night to smoke cigars out there with the fire going.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
You have a fire pit now, too?
I have a fire pit now, too, baby.
Man, is it in the ground or it's above?
No, I'm not fucking crazy. I'm not a contractor. I just bought one from Bed Bath & Beyond for $200.
Yeah?
Yeah. But it's propane.
You going to have one next Sunday?
Yeah, next Sunday. Yeah, we'll have one. I got a big surprise, too, at the party, Joe. We're having Ben & Jerry's Ben & Jerry's is actually hosting the dessert hour Sundays from Ben & Jerry's. So they have 5 different flavors. The lady's going to be there making sundaes for dessert.
At your party?
At my party.
Wait, what?
Wait.
You don't get to come.
Why? Because I'm out of town.
Yeah, you're
rude.
Out of fucking town meeting
big
some
girls
chick.
Love ice cream.
Look at how... Oh, don't suck it in, dude. That belly button's weird. It looks like somebody's eye sleeping. I'll see you guys. All right, we're back at the show right the fuck now. Bang.
You are listening. To the YKWD podcast. YKWD podcast. YKWD.com.
That's the sound of my last joke.
All right, we're back real quick. And anyways, yeah, we're having the party next week, which is at my house. And Ben and Jerry's is going to be hosting the dessert portion of the show, of the party. Lady from Ben and Jerry's is coming down, and she's going to be making sundaes for everybody. Five different flavors that I handpick, so you know they're going to be rocking.
What flavors did you pick, bro?
I'm not telling.
Bro.
Toppings, too.
I'm not even going to be there.
Yeah, too bad.
Okay, cool.
I'm not ruining it for these three.
That's cool. Because when I get home,
yeah,
I'm going to go down to the bodega,
yeah,
the nice one,
and get fucking
on my side of the street.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy five different flavors of Ben & Jerry's. You know
yeah.
what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
What us big girls do?
Yeah.
Put them all together.
I'm going to smoke some weed.
Yeah.
I'm going to put on some sweatpants.
Uh-huh.
Shirt off.
Off.
Air conditioning all the way on.
Uh-huh.
Cold. Eat
yeah.
ice.
Yeah.
Cold ice
yeah,
cream.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm just not yeah, going to tell
wait
you
wait a minute. Are you fucking forgetting the most important part?
What?
Is there a movie involved? Are you just going to stare at a wall?
I just like to hear myself breathing.
Game
I
six?
All that Ben and Jerry's.
We'll watch a little game six tonight. Rangers, Tampa.
Bro.
Bay.
Of course, bro.
I got to go down, dog.
Anyways, yeah, I'm very excited about this party. I've been preparing the yard for weeks now, and I built the rock garden with the fire pit. And
I've been preparing my excuse for a while. I got it down to... hit by a car or a girlfriend's period.
Are you filming the interview upstairs?
Maybe we could have a cigar.
When? At the party?
At the party.
Dude, did you see? I have a 300 cigar humidor at my house.
Wow.
Wait, when did you get that? I was at your house recently. I didn't see that.
I showed you that.
I remember that.
I brought you into the room and showed you.
Yeah, I remember. It was really cool.
Didn't you have sex on his humidor?
He doesn't bang fat chicks.
I do bang fat chicks. I love fat chicks. Proportionate fat chicks. Hey. I don't like a big girl with little titties.
Mm. Like me? big chick, small tits. We roll together.
So anyways. Yeah, it's going to be a fucking good time.
Rager.
It's going to be fun.
Any celebrities there? Anyone that can kind of help
Colin
out in my
Quinn?
Career?
Oh.
What? You got Colin. It's a big get.
Louis C.K.?
What?
Oh, wow. Louis not coming.
Anyways,
hey, speaking of Louis,
yeah.
Let's talk about it.
You were great, dude.
Picture, fuck the show. Picture of Robert Kelly in Rolling Stone magazine.
Know it, love it.
What?
And it says Robert Kelly.
Robert Kelly is in Rolling Stone magazine
in
this
fact,
month.
I got it with me.
Dave Letterman is on the cover. And speaking of Dave Letterman, I was on that show
what?
June 6th last year. Yeah, I did a set.
David Letterman said it was the reason he wanted to hang it up.
That was another one of those things where if no one laughs, you look like a fucking lunatic.
David Letterman.
Did you hear what he said? He goes, "This is the reason he wanted to hang it up." Was
he's like,
you
well, this is the state Chris, of comedy.
That's funny you said that because he announced his retirement before.
I don't think he did, bro. What about David Duchovny making a rock album, huh?
That's exciting. Hey, that's more exciting than Robert Kelly.
It did,
There it is.
Hey. Says right here.
Yeah.
And I do mean it's under the headline, yeah. Angrier, Meaner, Funnier.
That's
the caption
like,
says.
I think it's about Louis, though.
You talking to me?
Right.
Robert Kelly
mm-hmm.
and Louis C.K. Right there.
Can I have that?
Did you see the picture?
Yeah, I'm not done reading it.
Rolling Stone magazine. There's a picture of Robert.
You can't buy another one?
Let's get
I
a shot of this.
In the Rochester airport.
Can we get a shot of this?
Yeah.
You can't buy another one. You
and
can't
you
give
can't
that to
buy
me.
One that's in. Mint condition. This has been in my bag, man, banging around city to city, lost, kind of like our, you know, how we all are on the inside.
That's Elaine Bennis above him.
That is right there.
Yeah,
and that's that is Louis C.K.
I think this season of Louis was fucking really funny.
I thought I watched your episode.
Yeah.
And then that's all I watched.
That's it?
But I have to go back and
I've
watch
I've been
it.
On four episodes this year.
Well, the Bobby's house is the one I watched.
Okay.
And yeah. I like that because it was like, oh, this is Bobby's house.
Mm-hmm.
Whose house?
Bobby's house.
Bobby's house.
Rolling
Stone wrote about it.
I fucked
Here's
a girl
Dave.
Who looked like David Letterman once.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I booked Joe and I regretted it ever since. I'm just kidding.
Dave doesn't book the show.
All right, so anyways, Robbie, we got, I want to talk about this. This year, you took, Just for Laughs was not doing Toronto last year, correct?
We did it last year.
You did it last, you didn't.
We did do it the last 4 years.
But you took a year off.
We took a year off. Like
why
four
is
years
that?
Ago. We were doing a smaller version of the Montreal Festival.
Uh-huh.
And now we do a festival there
It's you buy a pass, and then with your pass, you get to pick all of this comedy for free.
Right.
It's very cool, and you're doing it this year.
I'm doing it this year.
We haven't announced anybody, so this is like the first announcement.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
Exclusive.
This is an exclusive.
Bobby Kelly is
dropping right now. Are you doing your podcast too?
We're doing YKWD up there.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I got to get whoever's up there. I got to find out the list of comics who are up there.
You and three hockey players. That's that's all we were able to book for you.
And we're gonna do a YKWD now. Scopo's look how nervous he is right now.
He's like, oh, not going. Do I get to?
And Depot's like,
that's just the most racist you can ever been.
That's insensitive.
Why?
Dude, listen.
Didn't feel
you know
it.
I like us that you plus, fucking turn on me.
Us plus size comics got to stick together. You know what I'm saying?
Can you make the announcement for us in a professional way that Robert Kelly will be in Toronto at the Just for Laughs?
JFL 42.
JFL 42. Can you make
Branded
it for me?
Properly.
Just for Laughs 42 Toronto announces Robert Kelly in his podcast. You know what, dude? Not me either, Deepu and Chris Scopo. Joe Liston Dancer, or Louis Gomez, or anybody else affiliated with the YKWD podcast in the United States. This is only a Canadian podcast. This will not reflect the United States version of the United States. You know what, dude? There it is. Got the little added on at the end.
Nailed it.
And bringing his big girl show up to Ottawa, Just for Laughs 43, Ottawa, Dan Soder. No, we didn't announce that. That's not a real thing.
That's next week, man.
Robbie books me in
a... Can we not bury the lead of Kelly coming to Toronto with your bullshit? Please.
It'd be funny if Robbie just booked me like a motel in Nova Scotia and sent me up there. And was like, all right, you forgot about
it. I should do more prank bookings,
yes,
right?
You should.
That'd be awesome. Like 5 times a year, I just like eat the money and I'm like, fuck it.
Do you guys know about the Yukon version of the...
Hey, Joe, are you going to Moose Jaw with Gary Goldman?
Moose Jaw.
I have 3 weeks in Moose Jaw?
Dude, Moose Jaw. The Moose Jaw Fest.
Yes, I'm doing the podcast, but I'm also doing shows.
So that's at the end of September, early October, and yes. We announce tomorrow. If you're listening to this on Monday, we announce that tomorrow.
Yes,
so.
And if you don't follow them, follow them on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, because they always have a bunch of information that you you know how to buy tickets and follow other comedians. They always repost stuff, so you can always get some good stuff from JFL. And, you know, I was very sad that Suzanne left, too. My friend, my pal.
She's working on the Pan Am Games. It's like a huge thing in Canada right now. She got a cool gig over there. So
fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the Pan Am Games are. It's is like that like the Olympics?
Yes, very
is
much
it,
so.
Is it like
Robert?
The
What are
sister?
The Pan Am, though?
Yeah, what is that?
Pan American Games actually invite all the countries from Americas to compete. So it's like an Olympics, but just for the Americas.
So South America, too, right.
Absolutely. Central America. Yeah.
So North America?
Absolutely.
Bobby. West America.
Is that Canada, too, right?
Absolutely. That's on the continent last time I checked.
It's in Canada.
Oh. Is it in Canada?
Yeah. Well, they're hosting.
Toronto this July.
They're hosting.
So yeah. only a certain, like South America, Central America, America, or Canada can host it. So there's only four places that it can be hosted.
Well, there's a lot of countries.
Central America and South America are made up of a lot of countries.
Bolivia.
Countries, yeah.
So Nicaragua.
Chile.
Colombia.
Chile. Brazil.
These are all
Argentina.
Places.
Argentina. Colombia. Costa Rica.
Arizona.
Mexico.
Arizona is not a country.
It should be.
It could host the thing.
We should give it up, and it should be a country, because it's a god-awful state.
You don't like Arizona?
I got my diploma there, and I can pretty confidently say fuck that place.
Fuck Arizona.
Right in its fucking deserty, sandy asshole.
I didn't see that coming today. I was expecting a lot today.
I'm hardlining
but
now.
I wasn't ready for anyone to turn to Arizona.
Dude, I'm bringing so
I'm getting
much,
out of here. This is bullshit.
I'm bringing so much Arizona heat, don't mind the pun,
oh my God,
up to Moose Jaw when you book me. Bro, I'm taking down Arizona. I'm taking gun laws down in Mississippi.
Don't have gun laws in Mississippi, and that's the problem, Dan.
Thank you.
All right?
Oh, man.
Just got a little political there.
Just sweet.
Just got a little
informed.
Canadian.
Yeah, I like that Joe's so bored he's trying to actually take a name off the table. Why don't you fucking stop it?
It's my name.
Oh, is it?
Oh, boy. So when does Peace, Love, and Rock and Roll come out? I'm excited to see it.
You motherfucker. It's sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Oh, I can't sign off on that.
It comes out July 16th, you cockfuck.
It's Peace, Love, and Rock and Roll on Fox.
I got to lose weight, man.
Why?
Come on, dude, let's stay together.
Other than death, why?
What are you gonna do? Are you gonna?
I'm too hot and full. I went. You know, I go to lunch with Lenny Marcus.
That's a great what? Name for an album.
Every Tuesday after therapy, me and Lenny do a half hour lunch.
Yikes!
What's wrong with that?
No,
we do a half hour. We're at this Jewish deli uptown, and we have the same old waitress, except today the other waitress put me on her side, and our waitress, she's like fucking 87, was really hurt. She's like, why are you over here? And I was like, she put me over here. She's like, okay. And she kind of moped away. I was kind of sad, and I didn't know what to do because I'm a people pleaser, and I didn't want to go, I sit over on her, and on Helen's side. And
why?
Why
are you a people pleaser?
Because, Alan...
Why?
Because
you're being a pussy. Stand up for yourself.
I can't.
Why?
Because I don't fucking want to.
You need to.
I don't need to. I don't need to do shit.
You're in charge of your own relationship.
I'm in fucking charge of nothing.
I know.
What?
Show me some naked pictures of your wife.
Ray Romano is Bobby's therapist. That's the bit that's happening.
Actually, Ray came in the other night.
I know.
Yeah, I saw a picture of him.
Yeah, Scopo and I was just talking about it.
And he comes in behind me.
Oh, what did he do?
And he goes, hey.
Yeah.
How you doing, man? I go, hey, what's up, Ray? How you doing? He goes, hey, man, you're really great on Louie. And I was like, thank you, bro. I really appreciate it. Yeah, really, unbelievable. I was like, cool, man. Take care.
Wow.
And then I was like, he knows me.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Everybody loves Ray.
From my neighborhood.
Is he?
Next town over, but we consider it.
Ugh.
Yeah, I was here on September 11th, too. I was part of
it. He was doing a set? Yeah, I watched it.
He was doing a set?
He came down. Ate some fucking food, went down, did a fucking regular set, didn't do fucking 40 minutes, which he could have. Mm-hmm. He did a 10, 12 minute set, fucking killed it, and fucking came up, had a little more food with his family, with Esty, and took off. Very nice, very professional.
And funny.
Very funny, very sweet.
A lot of times those like celebrity sitcom guys will go on stage and you're like, oy, vey. But he's got bits. He's good.
Well, he's a comic.
Does he still do stand-up regularly?
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. He just does it, you know, does...
For the main room,
he does, like, big casinos. Yeah. And
right. But a lot of times those guys just have the hackiest bits because they're so removed, and you're like, come on, what...
Yeah, but
he's got good stuff.
Yeah, but, well, because they don't have the opportunity to go to the clubs every night. That's why. I mean, we forget that, you know, I mean, we get to come down here all the time. Even coming down here a couple times a week and doing four or five shows a night on Friday and Saturday, you're still really working the muscle. And then you go on the road and you're doing an hour, we're still, you know, really working the muscle. You get $100 million in the bank. You don't need to work the muscle so much. You can stay home on a Friday. I mean, could you ever stay home on a Friday or Saturday night?
We were just talking about it. Yeah, last night.
It feels oddly good.
Hang on one second.
I didn't do stand-up for the first time in 19 days last night.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I was about to trash him, but I forget how much stand-up he actually does.
It's hard to remember because... I don't know. Sorry, I'm sorry. Scopo's a great comic. And see, this is why you can't have fucking industry in here. Because I try to zing.
What the fuck did I just do?
You did nothing.
What did I do? I'm just
You did
here.
Nothing. But now, if I try to zing a guy,
look at fucking Robbie's our friend, and he's fucking being
but
funny.
But I gotta feel guilty if I make a joke. But he is funny.
I gotta call you after and be like,
hey, he's great. He's good.
Call me gay.
He was touching fucking his belly.
I love having you here. I love you. But I feel guilty if I'm making a joke. Joke about someone be like,
listen,
thanks.
You will never do the festival based on what you're saying today. But, you know,
hold on, let me break up this tension with some fat sassiness.
I don't know.
You ain't gotta put a man in your mouth. I don't know.
Hang on, well, let's clear all this up. You will never. Deepu goes to talk, he goes, hop.
Yeah.
No.
Neither will you.
Listen, I
forget what you're gonna say.
I took a Friday night off. You know, just to say, fuck it, stay home. I was itching in my pants. I didn't know what the fuck to do. And then my wife, I took a Friday night off. She goes to bed early. She goes to fucking bed at like 9:30. And I know you got a baby. I know you were up. But I took a fucking Friday night off. I could have been at the club. I could have been down the doing spots. I could have been
making money.
Well, whatever. But
killing
them. I'm home. Now I'm up on a Friday night. I felt guilty. I really felt like I was fucking up in a big way. Like I should be down the clubs.
You could watch some television programs.
Oh, fuck television.
What about peace, love, and rock and roll?
How old's your baby?
He's 14 years.
You have a 14-year-old baby?
No, he's two years. 14-year-old baby? He's two. He's turning two next week.
Speaking of 14-year-old babies, Dan, what are you up to?
Well, you know my kids, too. Get off your phone, Bobby. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're on television. Come on. Wouldn't you have some respect for the fucking art?
You know, I got a buzz. I reacted. I cannot get a buzz.
You're talking to the microphone. Thank you. Go ahead. What were you saying?
Who gives a shit? Really, yeah. It was about.
I'm kidding.
You berated
you
me.
You do whatever you want. You do whatever you want, Bobby. You know why?
I got defensive. I apologize.
There you go.
I apologize.
See that? See what he
give
just
me your belly.
Did?
Yeah. Give me your belly.
What am I supposed to apologize for?
Huh?
What am I supposed to apologize?
I don't know.
For?
Fucking everything
Appreciate
you've
that.
Said.
What?
Like that, bro. Fucking dead bubs and Bach and Row, whatever you call my show.
What? I don't know the name of the show. I haven't seen it yet.
Sex, drugs, and rock.
I don't know my feelings on it. I haven't seen it. But I did bring up you being in Rolling Stone magazine, the one with Dave Letterman on the cover, a show that I appeared on once.
I don't know. I don't have a copy.
Well,
anyways.
I want you to have a mint condition copy.
Whatever. When was the last time you took a Friday or Saturday night off?
2 months ago.
Why?
Because I didn't have any spots.
You didn't get spots?
Something happened.
What? They realized you're fucking guesty watched your tape? Don't you ever fucking step on my joke.
I will do that all the time.
Oh, really? I can do that.
And I can do this. And I can do
that. I can do that. And I'll do that. Yeah.
Loyalty. That's what that was.
Loyalty. He has loyalty, unlike you.
Shit, motherfucker. I'm the most loyal. But I had a Friday night off, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to take the night off and not put in for spots. And I went and watched a movie, and then I had dinner by myself. And then it was great. It was fucking great.
Really? Dinner by yourself was great?
Dude, I loved it.
Where'd you have dinner by yourself?
On 30th Avenue at a restaurant. I forget the name
you
of it.
You went to a restaurant by yourself?
I got super stoned, went and saw a movie. I came out, and I was like, I'm going to get something to eat.
What movie?
I don't.
This is like 12 Angry Men.
Oh, was that?
Yeah. What?
No, well, I didn't see a movie that night.
You got that high?
I just got high and went at 8.
You just made up that you went to a movie?
No, because I watched Daredevil, and I was going to go see a movie, then I ended up watching 3 episodes of Daredevil.
I think the thing we pull from this is that Dan has no ability to cheat on his girlfriend.
No.
It's like this. I was hanging out with the boys. Which boys?
Yeah. No, I'd be pretty awful at that.
When was the last time you took a Friday or Saturday night?
Not this past Saturday, but the Saturday
by
before
choice.
That. Actually, you want to hear something?
Let me have that.
You want to hear something? I took 2 Saturdays off in a row.
Right.
This past Saturday, I was down in Texas. I went to meet my girlfriend's family and went to a sketch show.
Yes.
And it was fun. I took the night off and went and saw some comedy, and it was exciting. And
really?
Yeah, and then the week before that, I also had no spot. My spots are going down. It's really frustrating.
Well, when you come back on TV, they'll go back up.
I mean, he's
going
to have a huge push.
So yeah.
We'll June 10th, Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah, we can't announce anything, right?
We can dance in the half hour.
But you can't talk about Last Comic Standing.
No. But we could talk about peace, love, and rock and roll on
it's
Fox.
It's coming out June 12th on ABC. from the makers of NYPD Blue.
That's not true. It's the makers of Rescue Me.
July 16th.
Fucking douchebag.
FX.
They started shooting Benders today.
Oh.
Which is... Jim Serpico and Tom Cilletti wrote and they're directing, producing. It's their first show, just those two, that IFC bought, and they have 10 episodes, and they casted a few people we know, and it's actually a lot of comedians are in it, which is great.
Cool. Yeah, I auditioned.
You did? What'd you audition for?
I auditioned for a small part. It didn't go well.
Oh, really?
I thought it actually went well. I didn't get it, though.
What was the line?
I can't remember.
Really?
Yeah. I was like a skinny hockey player,
mm-hmm.
But I think they wanted a skinnier. It said nearly emaciated.
Right.
So
I think Norton got that part.
I got a pretty good body.
I think. So they started shooting. I think today was one of the first days, and I don't know if I can announce who's in it, but
let's be safe.
Let's be safe, and some of our fucking good friends. Will be very surprised to listen to the show. Be very surprised who's in it.
Past
and
guests.
I'm very excited about the show. It's very, very, very funny. Mm-hmm. Very funny.
It's about hockey, right?
It's a hockey. Yeah. Well, it's about
life.
It's like a beer league, isn't it?
It's like hockey. It's a hockey. You should let me fucking say something, you cocksucker. It's, ah, my arm just went numb. Which arm is it? Which arm is it? The left or right?
Left.
The
right. Left.
You're fine. Your right arm's numb. You're good. Okay. Left arm's the one you got to worry about.
Any tingling?
If I just had a heart attack in front of you, you fucking four jack-offs. I know.
Dan's taking over the show.
No, he wouldn't.
Also, there's five of us.
Yeah.
There's not five of you.
Deepu's a human.
Deepu.
I think you're a human, Deepu.
Thank you.
Deepu would actually keep rolling. He'd fucking find a way to get a close.
Are you kidding me? He's the only one that the closest to being a doctor in this room.
Yeah. Just start pushing your chest.
Did you go to college, Deepu?
Yeah, I got a degree in biology.
If he hadn't gone to college, his parents would have chopped his head off.
You got a degree in biology?
Did you have a tiger mom?
Half tiger.
What the fuck is that?
Like one of those moms that just drives you to like learn the cello by the time.
I thought you meant like Tiger Woods' mom.
Cocksucker, you follow HuffPo on Twitter and you read that one morning with taking a shit on the squatty potty.
I saw it on Dateline NBC.
Tiger moms. Oh, what's this?
It is a real thing.
Thank you, Deepu.
Yeah.
Was your mom a tiger mom?
No, they just wanted what's best for me. So they said, oh yeah, you should probably do this.
I want you to practice the violin at least 7 hours a day for all day, or you do not go outside, Deepu.
For all day.
And I'm racist. I did a dupu da dupu.
Yeah, because I nailed the accent.
They love his Indian accent.
Thank you. Do they listen?
Your parents listen to the show?
Yeah.
Why would you have your parents listen to the show?
The big girl.
Want them to be proud of something.
Whoever the fat girl is, she has a very accurate.
You should have just watch it without the sound if you wanted them to be proud.
People, you control all the white people, yes? Isn't it made that you control them? I'm very proud of you. You tell the newly fat man, he's very good at accents.
Your script is flawless.
How do you do a better accent than him? Yeah. He's Indian. Yeah,
because I was not raised with parents. Yeah. Only one parent.
I just do Apu from The Simpsons. Yeah.
The answer you're looking for is talent, Bobby.
Fuck
that boy
me.
Got talent.
Go ahead.
I want to hear some Montreal. Who really just bombed and fucking, you know what I mean?
I really do too.
Who were you like? Fuck.
Fuck you.
There's got to be times where you're in the back going, "Fuck us hard. We fucked up."
How about you just kind of sneak out because you're the one you picked them?
I mean, I obviously am not gonna do that.
Right, yeah. But that's happened. Okay, that's happened.
But I will say this: I remember at least two or three times where I've sat outside of a New Face show on the ground, just staring. Knowing that I had made mistakes.
It's like they duped
you. Yeah, for sure. Right. I mean, we just have to pick. I mean, listen, if you had to pick new faces, if that was your job,
yes,
it's a batting average thing, and you'd feel horrible about it.
I would have went too early.
Yeah, you would have gone very.
Yeah, it would have been 19.
Tanks. I mean, the worst gala host, that I'll say, is, we've had a lot of bad. Like, Pamela Anderson hosted a gala once.
How bad was that?
That was like an epic fucking disaster. Like, epic.
She's just like.
She was fine, but it's like, that's my fault at the end of the day. Like, I was like, great, a comedy show. Do you know what I'm going to do to all these comedians that have worked hard for years to finally do a gala?
Yeah.
I'm going to have Pamela Anderson host that show. That sounds like a fair situation.
Did you have to write stuff? They have to get people to write for her?
We wrote stuff for her, and she, you know.
How long did she do?
She did, like, an aerial act, a dance. Wow. I wasn't really that proud of it.
It's like 6 minutes?
It's pretty bad.
Who's the second worst?
I don't know. There's been some people who have done. I mean, I'm lying, right? You know, I'm just trying to see who I'm comfortable
I want to be
saying.
Honest with you. Galas are very hard.
You've done great on galas. You've like.
But they're
what was your easiest gala? The Dane one?
The Dane one was easy. Last year.
Because it was a stand up hosting it? Is that easier?
Stand up hosting it gets him in the mood, and his fans came. So Russell Peters last year's was good. But you should add Godfrey close because Godfrey's out of his fucking mind.
You close?
Me close, yeah. But here's the thing. What sucked about
last... You killed, though.
Yeah, we did. But everybody killed. But last year, what sucked about doing the gala is it was Sunday, and then it went to Monday. Because Russell's so big, he sold a Monday show. So you're literally in your hotel room Monday morning and hearing clanging from them taking apart all the stuff. Just ging, 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 brrr, bap. And it's raining. Yeah. No comics are in town. There's nothing, and they're just ripping everything down, and you have one more show, and it's just sad. And, like, I remember I walked downstairs, and Godfrey was just going through the offices, looking for shit and making calls because, like, there was one phone left and we're off. You know, there was, like, you know, 100 people in that office.
Yeah.
There was, like, one phone that works. He was just calling his chick.
So it was, like, boiler room?
It was weird. I remember I found a toy. I think I still have it. Somebody left a Burger King toy there, and I just took it. And it's like it was Max's favorite toy for like 5 months. Oh, it was really sad. And then you go do the.
I gotta go return my gift. The sad thing is the toy, not the that was his best toy for 5 months.
You never know what a kid's gonna like. They'll suck on a nickel for an hour.
And who else have you done? So you did Russell. You did
Russell, and then I did. My first gala was the worst gala I've ever done. And this is why, and I've talked about it before, is that it was the first year I did the festival. I did the Nasty Show. Amazing. Just uplifting. Holy shit. This is, I got, me and Louie hung out for the first time, like walked around, and, you know, I remember we just walked into a store and he bought a bag of apricots. Like, I never thought of buying apricots. And I remember, like, a couple weeks later, I was on the road and I just bought apricots to kind of, like, mimic my fucking whatever, my surrogate dad that I created through Louis C.K. You know what I mean? He gave me a watercolor thing because I told him I did art. And I gave me a little watercolor thing with the brush and the pad. And I painted him. It took me 2 days.
You painted Louis C.K.?
Hang on. Let me finish.
I want to draw you.
I painted him... Club Soda, the street with the Nasty Show. I took a picture of it, and then I sketched it, and then I did a watercolor. That's how you do watercolors. You sketch it with pencil lightly, and then you watercolor it, and then you erase with a rubber eraser, you erase the pencil. And I remember I gave him a watercolor of that night, of that week we were there, and it was like, and then we did the gala, and Matt Frost said, "You should wear a suit." And I went to the mall and bought a suit. I literally spent most of the money I made at the festival at a mall on a fucking suit. And I was a big boy that one, too. I wasn't like skinny. It was one of the fats. So I remember I had to have it fucking custom. And I showed up, and you can't swear, and you can't do this, and I'm trying. And then I'm little Kev was on before me. He goes out. Talking about shit, piss, fucking shit, and shit, and the baby shit, and I shit, and everybody fucking shit. And I looked at the lady, I go, "I can't, why can he swear?" She goes, "It was cute when he does it." Right? And I was like, "Okay." And I remember he went out before me, fucking annihilated. I went out in a suit. I was so uncomfortable. I remember there was one point I had to run in the bit, and I started running, and I just, in my head, I'm like, I'm wearing a suit. I'm just fat, fat guy in a suit running.
Yeah.
And it was okay. But I remember that the one thing that they said, don't worry about it. We're not going to let you bomb for a TV show. You know, we'll fucking make sure we'll, you know.
Sweeten it
up. That's just something we say to make people feel better.
Yeah, you definitely didn't because I saw it. And it was me just fat guy running in a suit. And that's all you're thinking
we
about.
We actually were able to make you, through CGI, 20 pounds fatter.
Did you?
We did that. We invested in that.
Well, the next one I did was actually great. It was a love one. It was fucking fun with the guy from Modern Family. And I kind of learned how to do him. This is what fucks you up. Ready? The lights are on.
Oh.
And mentally... Your brain, because you don't realize you're doing a TV show, they need lights to film it. When you go out, as long as you're in your brain, you go, fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Literally, fuck it. And I learned this from Bob Marley. Fuck it. Went out with a hat.
Yeah, fucking fear.
And just annihilate. I was like, oh, fuck it. Fuck the lights. Fuck everything. Fuck the cameras. Fuck the old people. And just go and do your shit. And then from then on, it was fucking just... You know, great to do them. Doing a show with lights on really fucks your brain up.
Yeah.
If you don't acknowledge it, you're sitting there going, something's wrong, something's wrong, something's wrong, something's different.
Sex is the same way, I imagine.
With me, it is. Yeah. And nice talking to you. But
do you have sex with the lights on or off?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't have sex.
Ever?
No.
How many times a year?
I don't know.
Really?
I'm going to fuck this weekend, though.
Really?
Yeah. Sunday, Ben and Jerry's.
Ooh, fuck that face with all that ice cream, dog.
Hey.
Sorry, big girls get excited about ice cream.
By the way, a lot of people don't know who Little Kev is.
Little Kev is Kevin Hart.
But I think a lot of people don't know that.
This was before fucking Kev was Kev. He was just kind of popped there. After that, he kind of popped and then kind of came. That was then Soul Plane, which should have took anybody's career down and fucking burnt it.
Unbelievable.
But, then he's
going to sell out our arena.
Is he coming?
Yeah, he's coming.
Are you getting him from Montreal ever?
This year.
This is Montreal.
He's doing Montreal. Mm-hmm. Chappelle's doing Montreal. Mm-hmm. We got Mike Myers, Neil Patrick Harris hosting galas.
Wow.
Wanda Sykes. Wow. Burr, Patton.
So Burr's coming up and doing a show.
Burr's coming and doing a show.
Is he doing Patton. Another gala?
No, he's just doing shows this year. Solo
where,
shows.
Where is he doing that?
New venue. This new venue called Olympia.
How many?
Two or three.
Two or 3,000 people.
He's almost done selling out two.
Jeez.
And he just came last year. He hosted galas last year, and he's back, and we're already almost sold out.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
But
he sold 19 shows in Boston.
I saw that at the Wilbur.
It's almost like, all right, enough.
What is that, 19,000 seats? Is it like 1,000 seats every time?
No, it's over 20,000 seats.
Wow.
It's almost like, all right, we get it. You know what I mean? Just go do the garden. You know what I mean? We get it. Wow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But that's how physically exhausting is that?
How
many shows?
19 shows.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of cool. At comic wise, because it's like, yeah, fuck it, let's go. I'll do an hour. I'm probably working shit out, just fucking doing an hour of material. When you think of it, an hour is that not that long to do when you're in it for 20 years.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And you know, he writes a lot, and he's, you know, he's pretty much, you know, does his thing now. You know?
Yeah,
19 shows is just it's a record. You got a plaque on the fucking building, I think, or on a chair.
If you're able to do it, it's the way to do it. So what's the alternative?
Why do you say that?
Because, like, otherwise, I mean, listen, I get the arena thing. I get the big 4,000-seater thing. But Bill Burr is so incredible at doing stand-up comedy.
Right.
And if he's filming a billion TV shows, that's one thing. Then play the biggest room possible.
Okay.
But if you have time, yeah, go and give people that intimate, special experience. Seeing him in a 1,000-seater.
I agree with you.
That's amazing.
I do agree with you. You know? I do. I agree with him totally.
But these guys like Louis, who have like a billion movies and then the TV show, I get why they don't have enough time. But
I agree with you. I absolutely do. That's a fucking very good point. You know, because that's where you really do want to see comedy, in a 1,000-seater. You don't want to see it. I mean, look, you see somebody in an arena, there's a lot of shitty seats.
Yeah, I saw Chappelle do a 500-seat theater one time. And that was amazing. And then I saw him do an amphitheater that sat like 5,000 people. And I had really good seats, and it wasn't.
Like, we're doing, like, at our festival right now. Yeah. So we have 6 shows that are going to sell out shortly. Chappelle doing a 1,400-seater.
That's awesome.
It's ridiculous. You get to see, and if any of you, Chappelle right now.
Yeah.
He's back on the
set that he is doing. Yeah. And I saw it a couple months ago in Carolina. Uh-huh. One of the funniest stand-up sets that I've seen in the last 3 years.
Wow.
That's how, I mean, he is top of his game. And like, I'm so happy that rather than having him, I mean, listen, the Kevin thing in an arena, that's a spectacle. I mean, that's going to be the energy there. Every single seat, 13,000 seats will be taken.
Jeez,
that's
true.
The energy there is special. But on the other side of the coin, sitting and watching.
He's doing
someone like Chappelle in
the Philadelphia football
field. The arena.
He's doing the link.
It seems like Just for Laughs, though, is getting bigger and bigger every year. You guys used to have a couple big names, maybe one, but you used to do these big galas with that was the thing. And now you're doing the galas plus the nasty show plus the dating show plus the all these other theme shows that are just selling the fuck out. I don't mean to jerk your dick off either, but
please do.
Now you're doing you're having these massive comedians coming up and doing these solo shows. It's
we have 35% more tickets this year than just last year.
Jesus.
And people are coming. Well, people are like the people who are listening to this podcast that didn't exist 5 years ago.
Yeah.
They they're people are traveling it up, you know. Yeah. So anybody listening now, go to haha.com. Half of your favorite comics are there this year. The other half will be there next year. You know,
if you want to take out the funny in America, just go to this year and fucking take out every venue.
And then every comic that wasn't there is like, I wonder if I'm going to do it next year.
Robert coming down and be talking to Chris. Yeah. Listen, Chris. Yeah. How much
I think, whoa, we made it clear that'll never happen with Chris.
We're booking unburnt faces.
Hey, can you please do me a favor? Can you undo that? Because I'm going to
throw it in there.
I'm gonna have to talk to him for like the next month about that.
I would like to be clear that I'm not kidding.
Chris.
It's, you know, when Joe does it, I know it's love, but this time, I don't know.
I just want to have fun, guys. You know, they're very mean. I've been enjoying it. You know.
Listen, I'm a big girl. I like fun.
I mean, the best part of Montreal is the party, though, at night. How fucking great is that?
See, I don't know. I haven't been up there since I stopped drinking.
See, I disagree. The best part is the days.
Really?
The party is too many people. It's loud. It's crazy. You're like, should I be talking to him? Maybe I should be doing him. He didn't look at me.
Yeah, but the party.
But the daytime is great because everywhere you go, you come off the elevator, there's five comics there. You go to get breakfast. You're bumping into comics. Everyone's getting lunch.
But the industry part of it is so not there anymore as it used to be, where it's like, oh my God, you could get a $500,000 development deal if, you know, that doesn't really exist anymore.
You're hitting it first. We're irrelevant. I don't know if Robert made that clear.
You're not irrelevant. It's not about that anymore as it used to be.
But he got management off it, didn't he?
You can get management off it if you new faces it's incredible for. But if you're going up as a regular guy, the shows itself, you have some of the best comedians in the world.
Just to clarify your slightly offensive statement, though, we have more industry now than ever.
But
the difference is back in the day, 15 years ago, when you were getting new faces, people were walking away with like 300,000, $500,000. That doesn't exist in our business.
I'm saying. If you take that pressure out of it,
right,
and you're just going to go up and do a spot, and you're going to get management or agent or people going to know you, it's less pressure. If you don't walk away, like I couldn't imagine going up there and seeing somebody get a $500,000 deal and you didn't get anything. That must fucking drive you mad.
Those were guys who were new faces, like brand new guys.
Yes,
new faces. Yeah. Like,
oh, dude, Chicken
got, I think, $500,000.
$500,000 deal and a three pitcher deal.
Who was Chicken?
He's dead.
Okay.
Were you guys super nervous? Like, when you guys did new faces?
I was.
Were you confident or very, very nervous?
Truth be
told, just tell us a lie.
Tell us a lie. Great time. Super pumped. Had fun.
Now, truth be told.
I had a kind of a chip on my shoulder because I thought I should have got regular new faces. So going up there for Unwrapped, I was like, I'm gonna turn the screws.
Bring it.
I got that. I worked that set to the fucking bone.
Really?
Yeah. I was just working on it. Fucking. I wanted every sentence to fucking murder because I was like, all right, I'm gonna go do Unwrapped, and I'm very excited for
this. It was much better for you because 100%. You got to be
100%. 100%. But I went up there with the attitude of like, which I think helped me, of like kind of like a fuck you attitude of like, all right, let's go fucking, I'm going to go murder up there. Yeah. And I think that served me, that served my purpose because I got everything that I wanted out of Montreal. I got an awesome manager and it fucking got me out of serving tacos to businessmen. Yeah. So it was the best.
I agree.
It was the best. I remember taking the call from you guys. I was at a table taking an order. And I'd missed Jeff's call the day before, and I was at the restaurant, and my phone started ringing in my pocket, and I was at the table, and I looked, and it said Jeff Singer on it, and I was like, excuse me, I'll be right back. And I went outside and lit up a cigarette and picked up, and you guys were like, you guys want to come to Montreal? And I was like,
was I on the phone?
Yeah, you were on
the
phone.
Did we do that thing where we aggressively fucked with you first?
Yeah, you're like, hey, man, it just happened. Well, I don't know if you know this, the year before, I went out drinking because Jeff called me and left a message, and I was like, this is 2010, and I was like, my best friend, who's not a comic, that I grew up with, was like, dude, they never called you before. You got it. And he's buying me shots all night at the bar.
No.
And I'm on a double the next day at the restaurant. And in between shifts, I get a call from Jeff, and he's like, hey, you're one of the last names we crossed off the list. So you guys did that to me again. And I remember being outside just smoking a cigarette going, all right, fucking, I get it. And then you're like, you want to come to Montreal? And I was like, ah, fuck. I went back in. I was the greatest waiter for the rest of that shift. Mm-hmm. I was like, you guys want some free? Let me get you some chips. You guys need more chips. I was just running around. I was fucking flying high because, it was like.
What a great feeling.
It was unbelievable after years
There's nothing like succeeding. When you succeed in this business, the work it takes to get there and the failure and the disappointment it takes to get there. And then when somebody just says yes, that's all they do is yes.
Yeah.
You can come. It's fucking amazing.
Well, all I heard was that, and then everything else got drowned out because they were like, can you find a ride? And I was like, everything was like, I'll do that. That's fine. Yeah. What are the days? Because I'm going to go tell my fucking manager at the restaurant I need those days off.
All right, we got to wrap this up. We're going to end on that beautiful story of Dan Soda just getting Montreal for the first time.
So when I was skinny and castable, but now I'm a big girl, so.
You are a big girl, but I still love you. Let's go around the room real quick. Robbie, we got the festival happening.
And end of July, hahaha.com.
Right.
And Toronto, end of September, early October, JFL42.com.
And we got your at Robbie Pra. We got your Twitter up there, too. If you want to follow Robbie, he's not just.
Yeah, I'll put you in the tweets.
I occasionally retweet something funny. So if you really want that type of thing on your feed.
Fucking love Robbie.
But just for laughs, at just underscore.
We'll find it.
I can't even do our own Twitter handle.
Everybody, that's what I love about the festival too. Is after you get in, you realize Zoe, you, Bruce, his wife, everybody is
what
fucking.
What about my wife?
Your wife is awesome. You know why I love your wife? Because she loves my stand-up.
She loves your stand-up.
She loves it. She comes to the shows and
we're
laughs.
Having a baby. That's
oh my God! Get the fuck out of here!
Having a baby.
Wow.
September.
Who is the donor?
It was Dan's fat semen. So we wanted to have a fat baby.
It sounds like a store.
Dan's fat semen. Show me cake and I come.
Congratulations, mazel tov, Bobola.
Thanks for making that so chewy for me, man.
Yes, you got
so
it.
Nice.
You're a mensch.
With my Jeff Goldblum. Well, thanks for having me, man.
Dude, thanks for being on. I love you,
appreciate
buddy.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
And I will see you in Toronto, right?
Yes, sir.
And you'll have fun in Montreal. Dan, are you going? No, you guys aren't going this year, right? Mm-hmm. Next year. Where are you going? What do you got going on?
June 18th to June 20th. I will be at Comedy Works in Denver.
Are you looking up like an ant? Is it on the ceiling?
Well, because I was thinking Bonnaroo's before that. I'm doing Bonnaroo. This year?
Dude, we're going there with for the show.
Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll.
You guys know you
Sex,
had that?
Drugs, and Rock and Roll. I'm doing promoting it, and then I'm doing some shows there.
I'm there Wednesday through Monday.
You guys know you had that conversation 3 weeks ago.
Whatever.
You're going to Bonnaroo?
You know where you're not going?
Bonnaroo!
Right. I'm going to the Jersey Shore.
Hey, Chris,
though.
Did you hurt yourself breaking down the fourth wall?
Good.
But Comedy Works in Denver.
Comedy Works is my favorite club.
June.
One of them in the world. I love that place.
June 18th through June 20th.
Never met the owner.
She's great, Wendy Curtis.
I've never met her, but I've heard beautiful things about her.
She's great.
Maybe that's a good thing.
She asked if it's kind of a short notice, but I'm excited to go back to Denver.
I love Denver, dude. I love it.
Very excited.
I do. I love it.
It's always nice to go home and work a fantastic club.
It's a great club. Go ahead. What do you got, Joe?
June 10th, my Comedy Central half-hour special in Boston.
Yes.
You can get the link on my Facebook, and you just Google it, look it up, whatever.
Where is it being filmed?
The Royale Theater.
Is that a Royale with cheese?
And also, get tickets early. This one's going to go quick, everybody. July 2nd, 3rd. And fourth.
Yeah. Isn't the fourth almost sold out?
The fourth is getting close to sold out. So make sure you get those tickets early so they don't cancel the show.
Everybody gets a sparkler.
The Stress Factory. And if you buy your tickets early enough, you can do time on the show. July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Seriously, I'd love that. I need the money. So please come the fourth. I don't want it to get canceled.
Jesus.
And then this comes out Monday, yeah?
Monday, yeah.
Tomorrow night, June 2nd, Tuesday.
Stop banging on the table. We get it.
Right downstairs. Sam Barril is performing at the Comedy Village. The Comedy Underground.
Village Underground.
Our buddy Sam Barril, past guest.
Sam
one of the best.
Barril.
Barril. He's
is
my best friend.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Not really. he's recording his album for Comedy Central Records, and there's still tickets available. Village Underground tomorrow night. So come out. You can be part of history, you know?
Can I be. My friends are like Keith and Colin. Can you guys be my friend? I want a younger friend.
Sorry, bro.
I am your friend. I'm coming to your kid's birthday.
No, I mean like best friends. Can we start to be best friends?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Everyone check out Bobby's show. Peace, love, and rock and roll on and Fox.
No shoes, no shirt, no service. Coming to TBS.
So, 4th of July, I'll see you there. And then June 2nd. Come to see Sam's show. There's still tickets.
All right. Come to Sam's show. Go ahead. And you guys, go to ComedyCellar.com. This is the Comedy Cellar Riotcast Studios we are in right now. They provide us with this beautiful space. And downstairs, ComedyCellar.com. It's one of the best comedy club in the fucking world, hands down. So make sure you go to the website, come to the shows, and check us out. Not all of us play there, but, you know.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm just looking at you.
There.
Go ahead. What do you got for me? What am I playing?
Yeah, June 27th, Treehouse at Sports Haven, New Haven. That's me, you, and Lewis on that show.
Oh, yeah. That's a great show.
Great show.
July 16th, the night it Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Rolls premieres. Gotham Comedy Club, also July 17th and 18th.
Yeah, Gotham Comedy Club was going to be awesome.
August 7th and 8th, Governors in Brokerage.
It's funny. I just got a text message from Zoe, who I love, who works with Just for Laughs. She goes, I'm jealous watching you, Robbie, on the show live. She wishes she was here.
I'm so happy she's not, to be honest with you. She's the worst.
Zoe is not the fucking worst. Do not say that. That's not true. That is not. I'm looking right in the camera. Zoe, you are the best. The best.
Just
the best.
She's the worst.
The best.
The worst.
The best.
I hate her.
The best. I love her.
No one likes Zoe.
No, you're out of your mind. Everybody loves Zoe.
I personally don't like her.
You're out of your fucking mind.
She's the best. I love her.
I know. She's the best.
I just like being with her.
What do you got?
Should I keep going?
Yes, go. It's called Comedy Scope. Oh, sorry for your timing getting fucked up.
Okay. August 20th, 21st, Salt Lake City at the 50 West Club.
Yeah.
And then there's some later dates. But.
All right, we got some other dates coming up. Also, I'm going to be at the ATX television event in Austin. The 4th, 5th, and 6th, I'll be in Austin for the ATX promoting sex, drugs, and rock and roll. The week after that, I'm going to be in Bonnaroo, 11th, 12th, 13th. And I believe the 14th, I'll be in Bonnaroo promoting sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and also doing my comedy. So come check that out. And I have a very big announcement coming up. I can't announce it right now, but as soon as I can, I will. But it's awesome. I'm very excited to make this announcement. So probably next week, hopefully, or the week after. So listen up for that. And go to RobertKellyLive.com. Check out all my dates and buy Robert Kelly Live from the Village Underground. $5 right on my site. And you can own it, the unedited version. And right here behind me, you can see this lovely T-shirt, Robert Kelly Live at the Village Underground. We are giving this T-shirt away to a fan. All you have to do, Deepu, is what?
The contest. Leave a.
Are you shitting me? Sorry. I literally teed it up for you.
Just leave a comment. Well, actually, the contest is over. Basically, you know, we did it for only last week's episode.
Let's do it for two episodes. Let's give two shirts away.
All right, great. All you have to do is leave a comment on the official release of this episode, the one that comes out Sunday night, and also be a subscriber to the channel, which of course is free.
Oh, right. A nice comment too.
Why? What were they doing?
Yeah, some dicky comments.
Well, those are like.
What were they saying?
This is some shit about the last episode.
Like
they,
what?
They didn't like the last episode.
Well, it had to do with the guests. It was Gavin McGinnis kind of creating like a reactionary.
He said some shit about Bobby.
What'd they say? What'd they say?
They said they don't like you.
They said they don't like me?
They don't like you. Yeah.
It's just what they're listening for.
What were they saying? You can tell me.
I got to go look up the exact quotes.
Yeah, but what was it?
They don't like you.
Like. But like
some asshole was like, I counted 9 fallacies Bobby said, and it's just horseshit like that.
Fallacies? You know? What do you mean?
That's a word for like an incorrect statement. You know, people's over analytical douchebags. Fucking.
I mean, there was some worse things, but you know,
there was worse things than that.
I
like
mean,
what?
A little bit.
Like what? Say
I don't
it.
Remember.
Well, how do you know they're worse?
Because I read them.
What was it?
And then when we go back and read them?
I want to hear one before the end of this fucking show. Okay. Everybody's on their phones.
I'm looking for the comment.
I'm looking for the comment, bro. I'm trying to hunt people down, dog.
Come on, get the fucking comment. I want to hear it. Spit it out.
I got to get to the comments, Bobby.
Deepu,
it takes
do you
a
have
second.
It?
No, I don't
Can
have
Can you
to
get
it
to it?
I got to look at them because there's a lot of them.
The what do you mean there was a lot
there's
of...
66 comments this week.
Because of the contest. A lot of people commented for that, too.
All right, go ahead.
Bobby is trying to tell Gavin anything is amusing in and of itself because Gavin is actually a learned man who is intelligent and Bobby is a complete
learned.
Moron. Bobby is mad that Gavin has a slight criticism of his friend Louis C.K. I could write a very long list of all the fallacies that Bobby spouts off. Bobby's acting like a woman at times in the
Whoa.
Podcast. Fucking shameful.
Yeah?
Whoa.
Okay. That's not even a... That's a guy has a tool.
Yeah.
No, but keep going. Is there more?
Yeah, let me see.
Go ahead. Look how happy Scopo is.
He does. He loves it.
Is anybody picking this up, though? He's reading this with a smile?
Well, he's, I can also
juicy.
See... I can see the dick getting hard in his jeans.
I got a half shove. Don't worry about it.
What else you got?
Bobby is stupid.
Yeah, okay.
It's a statistical fact that women over 35 have trouble having children. Having a child at 40 is statistically rare. Gavin is right. I'm so tired of people thinking anecdotes prove something.
Statistically rare? It's rare for a woman to have a child over 40?
No, because Bobby said that it's not, that the kid's fine.
I was giving out facts. I was going 72% of women, and then I was backing out. I was going, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
That's so dumb.
But these dummies don't understand that
that's
I was being,
really
I was kidding around.
These people that come on, like, have like an army of people that think they're
also,
meaning something.
Also, 58% of listeners believe everything that Bobby
says. It's actually 61%.
Well, I don't know where you're getting
your stats. How
about
this one?
Uh-oh.
Where is Dan? Great episode, but Joe and Dan are an amazing combination.
Well, they're here now, so there you go. This week's episode was brought to you by the letters D and F.
for fucking fat, Dan fat, got fat.
Dan got fat. And that's about it. We got to go. So make sure you subscribe. We're going to give the second T-shirt away. We're going to announce the winner of this first week's, this week's coming up, and blah, 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 and so on and so forth. You guys are the best. I'll talk to you later. Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude podcast.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.